Okay. So, Kayadua, Moshe gave on Safina just a few months ago. Baruch Hashem, he got caught up. So we all know the Ikar issues, and we can hopefully go through it faster. But so I wasn't going to give at all. But after Scott gave that chabur on Tuesday about the beauty of Shirayim and the mitzvah in Shirayim, so I figured Moshe's Shirayim, if only I could be worthy of being ma'aleh properly the Shirayim of Moshe's Chaburah. So, Be'ezer, we're going to try to do that. Fine. So, the general outline is going to be, we're going to go through the avodos, the various parts of the Chafina Haktara process. We're going to discuss some of the, we're going to just, in terms of the Chafina, Moshe covered that again mostly, but just point out the dinim, and I don't mean dinim in terms of like the halachos. I mean like the dinim, that those things which must be performed in the Seder HaHaktara. And at the end, maybe we'll talk about how these different avodas relate to each other and why there might be some sort of relationship between them. So the pasuk Parshas Acharemos says, "V'lakach melah machta gachle eish me'alam mizbeach." That the Kohen Gadol takes Melo Machta of Gachle Eish from the Mizbeach Melofnei Hashem, Umelo Chafna of Ketores Samim Daka, and he fills his hands with Ketores Samim, Vehevi Mi Beis LaParoches. So in this pasuk, there are a few different actions. There are avodos, significant moments which are detailed. There's the Lekicha of the Melo Machta, as well as the Melo Chafna. Potentially, that's a debate in the Gemara whether the Lakach goes on Melo Chafna, but it seems to be that there's an act of lekicha of the melo machta with the gechalim, as well as the ketores samim, melo chafna of ketores samim. There is the vehevi mi beis laparoches. There's then the hava of that ketores lefnai v'lefnim. And then the beginning of the next pasuk is venasan, that the nesina of that ketores al gab ha'gechalim. So we'll try to break down the different portions of that pasuk and just identify some of the key dinim involved. So first, v'lakach melo machta, v'lakach melo chafna, in terms of the maisa lekicha. So, at the very least, as Moshe spoke about, the act of chafina is koveya the shear of the ketores. So it corresponds to the melo chafna of the Kohen Gadol. He spoke at length about whether the act of chafina is just a medida, it's just a way of measuring, and there's no more significance to that. But or do we say that really the act of chafina itself is really an avoda? That there's significance to the Maisa Chafina. Just a few quick Mar Makomos in the few blad in Yuma that point to this idea. The Gemara in Memzayinu Beis talks about the Beina Beinayim. What if one does Chafina and there's some extra Ketores stuck in the in-between portions of his fingers, or in between the hands, the Beina Beinayim. So is that also eligible for Haktara? So the Gemara says that it depends. It says, Beina Beinayim Shel Melo Chafna Mahu. So first we say, I don't understand the question. We asked this question by Kmitza, and over there we said it depended on the shear. Hainuach. So says Rav Papa, it's not the exact same question as we said by Kmitza. There's an additional question in the context of Haktaras Haktaras. What's that additional question? He says, Hachi ba'ile. Melo chafna v'hevi ba'ina v'ha'ika. Is a requirement just to bring in a melo chafna of Ketores? And in which case, even so, the Beinu Beinayim, that there's no, well, I guess we'll finish the drasha, the shiloh. O dilma v'lakach behavi b'inan haleka. Is there a requirement of v'lakach on the ketores as a whole? And therefore, Beinu Beinayim, says Rashi and Tosos, would fall short, because Beinu Beinayim, there's no lekicha b'kavana. You did not intentionally scoop up this ketores. Or do we say, no, there's no requirement of lekicha, there's just a requirement of melo chafna behavi v'lakach isn't going on on the Melo Chafnav, and therefore there's no requirement of Maisa Lekicha. So that Beinu Beinayim, that suffix, is the first place where we see that there's a chashivas to the Maisa Chafina. Second place, Chafan Chavero on Mem Testament Aleph. The Gemara there asks, Rav Papa wants to know, Chafan Chavero benasal naso Chafnav Mahu. Let's say another person, not the Kohen Gadol, does the Chafina, and then he puts into the Chafnav of the Kohen Gadol. What's the din there? So the Gemara asks, seemingly the exact same suffix. It says melo chafnav v'inan v'ha'ika. Is it enough to just have melo chafnav? O dilma v'lakach v'hevi v'inan v'haleka. There's a requirement of maisa lekicha as well, and chafan chaveiro. If the Kohen Gadol doesn't perform that maisa lekicha, if someone else does, then that's a chisaron in the ketores process. So the second place where we see that there is a chashivos to the mais lekicha. And this is how the way this is the way that most rishonim learn the suffix of the Gemara there. The Rashi and the Tosfos Rishonim actually says, I don't understand why the Gemara is asking the same question that they asked by Ben Benayim. We already dealt with the question of whether there's a requirement of Maisa Chafina. And Rashi as well seems to learn this way, because Rashi on Memtes, Dibar Masla, O Dilma Velakach Vehevi, that's the Tzad of Lakach Vehevi, Divalakach Nami Amalokach Nevkai. So Mashma from Rashi, that only within the second Tzad of the Safik, of Chafan and Chaveru, do we say that there's a requirement of Maisa Lakicha, since Maisa Lakicha is going on Malokach Nev, then there's a din of Maisa Lakicha, and Chafan and Chaveru doesn't satisfy that. But within the first Tzad of the Gemara, Velakach was not going on Malokach Nev, there's no requirement of Maisa Lakicha, and therefore, there's no need for a Maisa Chafina at all. Finally, as Moshe discussed, it's hard to say that the Gemara in Mem Chesem and Aleph has a question about Chishe b'chafinu mahu. Is there a psul machshava? Is there a din pigel on the Maisa Chafina? So it's hard to say that Chafina is not an avoda if you say that there's a din pigel. And Tosis actually says this was the suffix of the Gemara. Is Chafina an avoda or not? That's the basis of whether there be a psul machshava. The Rambam in Yom Kippurim, Hey Chav Zayin says, Chafina sakatoras avodahi, umachshava poselas. So the Rambam clearly links it to that if Chafina is considered an avoda, then machshava would pasel. So it seems pretty clear that in terms of the act of Chafina itself, there is a requirement of Maisa Chafina, and the Chafina itself is considered an avoda. Okay. So that's in terms of the first portion of the Seder Avodas Yom Haktar Sakatoras. Now, this is the one that we're going to discuss at length. The Hava'a Lefnai V'Lefnim, the Vehevi Mibes LaParoches, a requirement of Hava'a of the Ketores. So, Jared and Yisrael also spoke about so as we said, the Pasuk singles out the Hava'a as a key portion of the Seder HaKetar HaSaketores. Rav Chaim in Tmina Musafim, Gimel Dalin, says Mefurish, not going to get into the background there, But Rav Chaim says, first, the Ketores of Yom Kippurim, there is a din of Holacha on the Ketores of Yom Kippurim. Because there's a Hava that is Muskar in the Pasuk. His Araya from the Gemara Mem Chesem Abayis. Gemara Mem Chesem Abayis, by my name of Rav Sheshes, Holacha Bismol Mahu. What is the din of Holacha Bismol? Is it mutter to be Molech by Dam, from Campbell Dam? In a klisharis for the seder of a carbon, can the halacha of that dam be done with the left hand? So Amrilu Rav Sheshes Tinsua, I'll prove to you that halacha b'smol is kshera, because of our mishnah on Mem Zayin Aleph. Not us a machta v'yimino, v'esa kaf b'smolo. That the kohen gadol, he has the machta in his yamin and his kaf b'smol. So we're learning from the halacha of the kaf on Yom Kippurim that halacha b'smol in all of those karbanos, is kshera. So that for Chaim, that's his raya, that holacha and Yom Kippurim of the Ketores lefnai v'lefnim must be an avoda. Tosus, Amem Chesem and Aleph, Dibur Maskel Mi Yalef Melo Melo Mi Hasam. When he's talking about which portions of the Haktara process is Pigel relevant to, Tosus says that it's pasha to him that there is Pigel and the halacha and the haktara of the ketores. So again, Tosus as well is learning that there is chashivas to the halacha of ketores of Yom Kippurim, such that pigul would certainly be shaykh to it. Mikdash David actually points out that halacha's stature as an avoda may be dependent upon the stature of chafina. This is going to be the first point in the chabura that we see the interplay between the two avodos and how they impact on each other. He has from Yerushalmi, the Karban Eda learns in the Yerushalmi, that the Chafina Rishona is solely for the purpose of Medida. It's not an Avoda itself. So says the Mikdash Shavit, this is in Zayin Gimel, so if the Chafina Rishona is not an Avoda, says the Mikdash Shavit, it must be that the Holacha is also not an Avoda. Nafkamina, that there be no Psul Machshava on the Holacha of that Ketores. That's his initial reaction. If once Chafina is not an Avoda, then you can't say that the Holacha is an Avoda either. And then he pulls back from that. He says, that's not true. Maybe you could say that even if the chafina itself is not an avoda, the halacha could still be an avoda. How so? He says, based on the idea that we find by Menachos of that being molech, the komets, to the kli, where the haktar is going to take place, that halacha has a din of avoda. he's coming from the Tosas that we just mentioned on Memchesim and Aleph. It's Mavur that Holacha has a din of Pigal. So if Holacha is a din of Pigal, says the Mikdash Shavu, it must be that it is an Avoda. What are the Chafinas not an Avoda? He says, no, still there could be Chashivas of that you're getting it to the next step in the process. That you're getting it to the Makom Haktara. Fine. So those are just some general indications that the Hava of the Ktoris Lefnai V'Lefnim is indeed an avoda, is a chashav an avoda, nafkamina, le'inyan pigel, possibly le'inyan small. So now is when it gets gishmak. Hopefully it was pretty gishmak now, but now hopefully it'll get more gishmak. So the pasuk says, take the malo machta, malo chafnav, v'hevi mi beis ha'parocha. So the pshut shel mikra, it appears that the tzuras ha'hava is that the Kohen Gadol is machnis the ketores, lefnai v'lefnim, b'melo chafnim in his hands. So, how much of a kepeda is that? Is that really true? Is the ideal tzuras ha'hava, hachnasa of the melo chafnim, of the ketores b'melo chafnim? Why wouldn't it be? Shtein pasuk. Because the kaf gets in the way. What's this kaf? So the Gemara in Mem Zayin Aleph, or the Mishnah, details that the we give the Kohen Gadol a kaf that he carries b'smol, and with that he's machnas. So the kaf is the tool in which the Kohen Gadol is machnas the ketores lefnai v'lefnim. So that seems to be pretty sure, because the pasuk, the Pshuto Shel Mikra at least, indicates that the hachnasas haketores is supposed to be m'mol chafnav. So how do you get from A to B? And we'll speak at the Tzuras Nazarim first. And the question is as follows: the Gemara Mem Zayin is going to tell us that we're going to read it in a minute. But the Gemara Mem Zayin tells us that it was really, really difficult to be machnis the Ketores Lefnai V'Lefnim b'Melo Chafnav. We would have had to pull all sorts of shenanigans. Maybe the Kohen Gadol would have had to hold certain things in his teeth. It was not mechubad. So because the hachnasa haketores b'Melo Chafnav was not mechubad, we instead opted to be machtis the ketores lefnai v'lefnim mekaf. So the question is as follows. So how much do we say that the fact that it was low efsher to be machtis the ketores b'melo chafnav lefnai v'lefnim, rather we opt for a kaf, so how much is that really the kavanas akra? I mean, do we say that the fact that it's low efsher to be machtis the ketores b'melo chafnav, that when the pasuk told us to be machtis the ketores b'melo chafnav, it didn't really mean that? It really meant to be machnas v'kaf. Do we say that the fact that it's yesher, this kilu, one of the yud gimel midos shatorn and justice man, is a midos shatorn and justice man, that because it's lo esher to do what the pasuk says, it must be that the pasuk is referring to something else. And then the question, the follow-up question to that, is, so let's say it is what the kavanas akra was, at least in a b'di'evit sense. The Torah, at the very least, it's going to be hard to say that the Torah isn't at least machshir hachnas v'kaf. But even if it was machshir hachnas v'kaf, does hachnasa v'kaf then become the lichachila of the hachnasa? That we shouldn't be fooled by the pshuto shel mikra to think that I was supposed to be machnas b'melo chafnav? That really now I'm supposed to be machnas v'kaf? That's the ideal tzuras ha'hava? Or do we say that no, that we still try in an ideal sense, we try to maintain the pshuto shel mikra ideally? It's low efsher to be machnas in that tzura totally, but we try to be mekayim as much as possible. So I think this, what we're going to try to do for the next X amount of time is analyze this question, try to figure out, try to trace the different ways where kaf can integrate in a pristine way into the avodas haketores, or is it more b'di'evit, and we'll try to trace that. So the first point at which this manifests itself is in the Gemara in Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. So the Gemara there asks, it quotes from the Mishnah, so says the Gemara, kaf b'yom kippurim l'amali, melo chafna v'hevi amirachmana. Gemara is saying, where does this kaf come from? I'm reading the psukim, and I see melo chafna v'hevi. Where does kaf come to play? So the answer is the Gemara, mishum d'lo efsher. We have no other choice. Dehechi na'avid, what should we do? Na'ayl v'hadr na'ayl. So you want me to first bring in the machta first, and then you'll with a gechalim, and then I'll come back out, and then I'll bring in the melachafnav. Hava achas amar rachmanav lo shtei havos. Torah says there's supposed to be one hava. So the Torah says there's only supposed to be one hava. I'm supposed to be able to do it in one hava. So what was the Torah getting at? Okay. So nishkali l'ktoris b'chafnav, v'nachte l'machta Allah, v'leil. So have l'ktoris b'chafnav, put the machta on top of your hands, and bring it in. So then the issue is, no, kimati hasam hechilavit. So what are you going to do when you're in there? Nishkali b'shineh v'nachte l'machta. So maybe I'll pick up the ktoris with my teeth. I'm impressed that they had such strong teeth. I assume they didn't have toothpaste. But picked up the machta with their teeth. The machta was pretty heavy, as we'll see. So hashu l'fnei melech b'asher v'dan, inosin kein l'fnei melech malchei amlachem v'kodesh baruch hu. Some of the pshat didn't have candy either, I realize. Maybe so, I guess the teeth are just stronger. Sorry. So this is totally not mechubad. We can't do it like this. We can't pick up the machta with our teeth. So says the Gemara, hilkach lo efsher. Ah, so we have no choice. It can't be that I'm supposed to be machnas the kaf, the ketores b'mlochafna. Lo efsher. V'kevin de lo efsher. Avdinan kin de ashkechan minasim. So it's impossible to bring it in to b'mlochafnam. So what do? We do k'da'ashkechon b'nesiyin. Kafachas asar zahan melia ketores. That we see from the nesiyin, that ketores goes in a kaf. So because we find by the nesiyin that ketores goes in a kaf, therefore we know we're comforted in being machnas the ketores b'kaf. So that's the Gemara. So there are a few different ways to understand the original question of kaf, v'yom kippurim lamali, melochafna v'heviva. The host is Shanim. He doesn't say this Mefurish. But L'chora, he's Meramitz to this in the Mem Zainim and Aleph in the bottom. And the host of Shanim says, he's talking about the need to be Chozer V'chofen, something we'll talk about later. That why are we Chozer V'chofen? The time of the Chofen V'chozer V'chofen, Mashmili Mishum Dechsiv, Dechasov, Melo Chafna V'hemi Mibesel Parochas. What does the Pasuk say? It says, Melo Chafna V'hemi Mibesel Parochas. Dahainu, Shemelo Chafna V'yeshol L'hevi L'fnai V'lefnim, V'lo B'kli. The pasuk is telling me that the way to bring the chafnav inside is the chafnav and not bekli. Ah, umashi hitarnu lahavi bekli hanu mishum delo efsher. So the only heter to bring in bekli is mishum delo efsher. So because the only heter to bring in bekli is because lo efsher, hilkach tzarech lachman b'fnim ulanicha b'chafnav. So because the whole achnasa to begin with is very b'diyevet, I'm not satisfying the pshuto shel mikra. I should put it into my hands again when I'm lifnim to somehow satisfy melochafna v'hevi. So from this Tosi Shanim, he's saying even the maskani, even at the end of the day, we're krechtsing about this kaf. So l'chora, the way the Tosi Shanim will learn the kash of the Gemara, kaf yom kippurim lamali melochafna v'hevi, the din is melochafna v'hevi. You can't replace kaf with melochafna. How is that possible? And answers the Gemara, mishum delo efsher. We have no other choice. The Gevurah Sari, however, doesn't understand the kash of the Gemara like this. The Gevurah Sari is not bothered at all by Hachnasa Lefnai V'Lefnim B'Kaf. He says, he brings from Rashi and Mem Zayin Omebez. Rashi over there, with the suffix in the Gemara about Beina Beinayim, asks, the Gemara over there is Mesupik about whether Beina Beinayim is a good Maisa Lekicha, is a Balakach going on Melo Chafna. So says Rashi, why didn't the Gemara raise this suffix as well on Mem Zayin and Aleph when it was talking about being Chofen B'Kli? The Gemara and Zainu Aleph on the bottom asks, can I be Chofen B'Kli? So Rashi says that this, because in the case of being Chofen B'Kli, you don't have the same question. V'lakach can equally apply to being Chofen B'Kli as to be Chofen B'Chafna. Because V'alikicha, Alidei Dabar Acher, Shema Likicha, if you use a Kli to be Chofen, that's also considered a valid Maisa Likicha. So because of that, says Rashi, that there's no issue, Alt V'lakach at least, of being Chofen B'Kli. So it says adversary. So based on, so Rashi's telling me what? Rashi's telling me that I could satisfy v'lakach b'kli. So, and Rashi presumably was telling me that I can do the ma'isa chafina b'kli, in that havamina, satisfy l'kicha, I can be machnas b'kli. So it says adversary. I see from there that Rashi wasn't bothered by being machnas b'kli, that didn't stare at all, being machnas b'melo chafnav. So based on that, the adversary says, the whole kasha of the Gemara, kafi yomi kibirim lamali, it wasn't this cataclysmic, how can you be comfortable with yourself, you're totally perverting the Peshut Shal Mikra, that's not true, says the Gevurah Sari. There's never an issue here. The Peshut Shal Mikra is Chai V'Kayim, because Lekicha never really meant B'chafna of Dafka. So what's the question of Kaf, B'yom Kippurim, Lamalim, L'chafna V'Hevi? Says the Gevurah Sari, it's a more technical point. Says, because the Kaf is very heavy. we know on Yom Kippur we're so worried about the energy of the Kohen Gadol. So Mishum Chosu the Kohen Gadol, why are you bothering with this calf? Just to allow him to go in B'melo Chafnav. And then the Gemara says, Mishum Delo Efsher. Mishum Delo Efsher, that's why we choose calf. So says the Gevurah Sari, he is nachas to the Tosi Sharm's way of reading the Kasha. He says, you could also be Mefarish, that the question was, how in the world could we be comfortable with saying that Pshuto Shal Mikra is totally not Niskayim, that we're being Machtas Mekaf. So he says the following Afkamina into the Kriyasa Gemara. The last point of the Gemara, Mishum Delo Ashkechon, right, the Gemara says, became Delo Efsher, Adina Kedashkon B'Nasim. Lo Efsher, so then we fall back on the Nasim. Why is that necessary? He said, asked on his own shita, why do I need to justify it? Kaf was never a shayla. There was never an excuse. I never need an excuse to use kaf. Why do I need to come on to Ashkechon B'Nasim? Bishlamal, within the other way of reading the Gemara, that kaf was super shver. So, Taka, he says that if not for the fact that Avdinan Kedah Ashkechon B'Nasim, if not for the fact that by Nasim there's precedent that Ketores goes in a kaf, we would have said, you know what? Carry that machta with your teeth. We would have said, be machnas aval pichin b'malochaf, not to be mekayim b'shuto shel mikra. Okay, and you know, it won't be mechubin, but it's better to not be mechubin than to lose out on be mekayim b'shuto shel mikra. Only because Ashkechon b'Nasim, that there's a kaf, that Ketores goes in a kaf, that the makom of Ketores can be in a kaf, only because of that do we say, are we comfortable saying that the kaf replaces malochaf. However, it says the Gurusari, for my own shad, it's rare, because I don't need to justify it. I don't need Ashkechon b'Nasim. So he says, no, maybe you'll say, because Ashkechon b'Nasim, you need that because maybe you would have said that you prefer Melo Chafnav because that you don't have the small issue of holding the kaf but small. That Melo Chafnav, he assumes, would be no small issue. That's also a discussion. But whether Melo Chafnav would actually be an issue of small or not, Mikdash Shevet, I think, assumes that it would be. But that's a grocery's kriya in terms of kaf b'Yom HaKippurim Lamali as opposed to the Tosfos Yeshanim. So now, we've established, and we're mostly going to adopt we're going to focus on the Tosfos Yeshanim's approach to the fact that kaf seems to be a total distortion of the Pshuto Shel Mikra. But the question is, what happens at the end of the day? Once it's Lo Efsher, once Ashkechon B'Nasim, does kaf then reinterpret the pasuk? As we said before, does kaf now become the pristine Tzuras Hahava, or do we say that even after all is said and done, it remains Lo Efsher, and there's still a lechachil, it's still a mekayim b'shuto shel mikra. Yes, Mordechai.
Are we going to assume, or are we going to, not that I have an alternative, are we just assuming also that the way that the grocery touched the kimidol efshar, again, kashkan, and we'll see him, the way that he touched that for Tosfos Yeshanim, are we just going to assume that also?
Yes, yeah, I think that's true no matter what. I mean, the question is, once this is al karchach what the pasuk meant, does that then become but I think we will assume that
we're not going to meaning he disagrees with that shita, so it could be that someone else maybe that wasn't actually how to show
him. Right. I hear.
I don't have an alternative.
I mean, yeah, Tosfos Yeshanim, as we quoted before, and we'll quote it again, Lo Efsher is the.
Are you assuming that, according to the Gevurah Sari, that Kli just doesn't make a difference because that's a form of Havah, or that's also because he has Shar, and therefore that makes it the original meaning of the Pasuk? So really, four options.
Right, that's what I wanted to bring out next. Yes, that. The Gevurah Sari, I thought, is learning that Mitzchila, there's never, Kli was always just an equal candidate.
That's because since he asked us, that's what it always
meant. No, not even because of the Rashi. The Rashi point that Lekicha.
That's simply Lekicha.
Exactly, right. That was never.
So he could have said the other way.
Yes, yes. But I think his presentation is coming from that Mitzchila, the Pasuk never implied that Kaf shouldn't be okay.
Right.
That's why, even the way he's mefarish the original question of Kaf Yom Kippur Mamali, we were never so shaken by that. The question of Kafi Yom Kippur Lamali?
Yeah, I mean, if you don't ask that really, which is wrong, why do it?
But is it more a question of where in the world does it come from?
Right, but that's not the question. It should work. Should
I think that is the question.
I think what Ari was saying is the question should be Mehecha Tasi that a Kaf works, not just Lamali.
Not Lamali. It's extreme.
Yeah.
But it's not just that it's extraneous, it's
right.
A perversion.
The question lamali doesn't ask more than that.
You're saying just in the text of the words lamali.
Lamali only asks,
this
is extraneous, it doesn't ask.
Why
can't
you do that?
It's saying it's extreme. I don't know, it could be pointing to the din. Malochaf nevehevi means that the hava.
I wouldn't have thought lamali. Right.
Maybe it means you have to go to extraordinary measures to be able to avoid it. How come you don't have to go to the point? As opposed to saying, how come it's possible?
So,
but
why the
Lama
leave?
We
just say
Lama. Before, it would just be explain the Lama, we just have to explain the leave.
But
I'm just saying.
There's a.
How do you allow this? Not why is it kosher, but why don't you, you know, insist on greater training so you can avoid it? That's like how kosher it is.
I agree with Ariel's reading.
Ah.
And in terms of the Dr. Sari's point at the end of how do you deal with the Chimindal Efshar of Dinik and the Ashafan Minasim, so presumably the question is whether that's it. You could also address the problem by looking at it. According to the Kfuras Ari's reading, why is it that we have to like have the Nisim in order to be able to?
That's right.
So like, it also could be the Gemara is just adding that as an afterthought. Why dafka kaf? I mean, we have many different types of clay sharis. The Chori, you didn't have to bring it in dafka and a kaf.
Right.
So like, why did it could just be the Gemara is throwing it in as an afterthought? Not that it's trying to justify something. Like, oh. It wouldn't have been kosher otherwise.
Mashna this from the sign.
Since we see that there was precedent in the Torah, like why did we pick a kaf of all the utensils? We could have either had Mizrak, we could have, you know, we had a Mizrak, but like we could have had a machta. We had two machtos. Why don't you just have two machtos? You brought the Keturis out to be chaf, whatever, to be chofin in a machta. You're going to bring the gechalim in a machta. Why not use a machta for the?
Right.
So it could just be justifying why the use of that clay.
Yeah,
not necessarily
that,
because otherwise. Not that the Guru Sari doesn't have to be stuck,
right.
So to speak. Like, why is the Gemara asking that or pointing it out?
Okay. So now, let's try to plow through the evidence and determine, and I guess point to the ways in which the kaf might integrate in a lechachilo way into the Seder Haktaris Haktaris. So the first question we'll look at is whether the kaf is considered a kli sharis that's capable of being mekadesh the ketores. As Moshe and Ruzek spoke about in Moshe's Chabura, there's a big question of where the kedushas haketores comes from. At one point, it's created, and there are a lot of different things. There are like four or five different points at which I saw in the Rishon LeAchron that it could come from. And the Gemara in Shuas speaks this out. It depends on whether the machteshes in which the ketores is grinded is a kli sharis. And which gets into whether the ketores is a bar pidyon, the extra ketores, whether it's kedushas damim for a pidyon. So the Brisker Rav in the Kuntres, and I think it's also in the Mechtavim in the back. So he asked the following question: We are just wondering why the need for a kaf. Says the Brisker Rav, I have a great idea. In Cheshbon, if you assume like the Man da'amar, that we don't say Lev Beis Din Masna. Lev Beis Din Masna is part of the Cheshbon in the Sugya in Shavuos over there, as to if you hold Lev Beis Din Masna, then you can explain that the Ketores has Kedushas Aguf, yet even so afterwards, it could be Nifdes. But let's say there's no Lev Beis Din Masna here. So where does the, and that means the whole time the Ketores is Kedushas Damim, so where does the Kedushas Ketores come from? So says the Brisker Rav, I have a great idea. The ketores should come from the kaf. When you put the ketores into the kaf should be mekadesh kekli sharis. So that's his kasha. Why is the Gemara over here saying that kaf yom kippurim lamali? I'll tell you why I need the kaf. I need the kaf to at least be mekadesh the ketores of yom kippurim with the full conditions of guf of hakrava. So he's assuming, and we'll see later on. He might not always assume like this, but I guess in Cheshbon of this sugya he says. He thinks that the kaf would become a kli sharis such that it would have the ability to be mekadesh the ketores b'kedushas aguf. And what's interesting about this is that Nimsa, that the fact that we do it b'kaf actually chafs a mila over just having done it b'chaf naim. If we've done it b'chaf naim, we still wouldn't have had a point at which the ketores becomes niskadesh. Only because the hachnasas b'kaf, and the kaf could be mekadesh the ketores with the kedushas aguf, only because of that whole occurrence or that whole anami in the psukim, that's what enables the Ketores to achieve full kedushas haguf. So the Brisker Rav seems to be assuming, at least here, that the Ketores has this that the kaf integrates enough to be considered a kli sharis with the capability of being mekadosh Ketores kedushas haguf. But this isn't a davar muskam by everybody. The Rivan, the Tosis on Mem Chesem and Aleph, Mem Chesem and Beis, disagrees with this. Rashi asks, the Gemara tries to be poshe the question of chishi b'chafina, whether there's a din pigel on chafina sektores from Rabbi Akiva, who says that ketores alavona v'gecholim inagem tful yom b'miksas and pasul as kulan. So we see that tful yom can pasul b'negiyam b'miksas. The Ketores, he can pass the whole Ketores. So says the Gemara then makes some sort of linkage. Kasal kadaitach mi the pasal tful yom, pasanami lina. So if tful yom can pasal the Ketores, lina could also pasal the Ketores. When we the lina pasal, pasanami machshavah. If lina can pasal the Ketores, then machshavah should also be able to pasal the Ketores. So, Frak Rashi, why do we need to make this whole linkage? There's a Mishnah in Mi'ila that says Mefurish that the Ketores is nifso balina. Why do I need to come on to this that says that, oh, the Ketores is nifsal b'tful yom, and if it's tful yom, then also lina? Why not just cut straight to the chase? So the Rivan, the Tosus on the bottom, says, because the Mishnah in Me'ila was not talking about Ketores yom kippur. It was talking about Ketores of Kol Hashana. How does he know that? Because the Ketores of yom kippurim is very different than the Ketores of Kol Hashana. The Ketores of Kol Hashana has kiddush kli. There's a kli that you put it in to be mekadesh. The Ketores of Yom Kippurim, says the Riva, that's not true. There's no such kli that's mekadesh the Ketores of Yom Kippurim. And the Mishnah in Me'il over there, it's Mavur, there is Dafka talking about things which are talking kiddush kli. Since it's Dafka talking about things which are talking kiddush kli, it must be the Ketores referred to there is only the Ketores of Kol Hashana, and not the Ketores of Yom Kippurim. Just to read his Lashon, so he asks, Alma da'ari b'hayi shehi tzricha kli kidei l'katsha kiddush gamar. Ava ketores di yom kippurim de lo chashiv a kiddush kli dida. The kiddush kli of ketores yom kippurim, that's not chash of a kiddush kli. Why? D'min ha'din havalon l'meimar shetlo teheba kli. Really, it was never supposed to be in this kli. Ela na'al b'chafnav, you were supposed to be ma'al b'chafnav. Ela mishim de lo efshir, the only reason why we have this whole kaf is because lo efshir, kadamar la'el, eima lo tifso b'lino b'kiddushas kli dida, that you're not going to say. That kiddushas kli is not going to create a psulina because that's not a real kiddush kli. That's very b'diyevin. It's only mishum de lo efsher. You're not going to call that a kiddush kli. So the Riva seems to be assuming that the kaf does not integrate into the seder haktaras or ketores to be considered a kli sharis to be mekadosh ketores b'kiddushas haguf. That it doesn't integrate. So it's only b'diyevin. It remains b'diyevin. It can't be considered a kiddush kli for the ketores. Again, set Brisker off. So, then Hadra Kusha L'Duchta. So, according to the Brisker Rav's, yeah, Ike.
Did the Brisker Rav think that was his Moskana?
Oh, I apologize. Yeah, so he says that Elamite, this Gemara, must be going according to Manda Amar, that we say Levi is in Maskana. Because otherwise, it doesn't, the question should have been different. We should have had another answer to the question. Yes, thank you. So, according to the Riva, how's the Riva going to answer the Brisker Rav's question? If you hold that Machteshes is not a kli sharis, so there's no kedushas guf from that, and there's also no kedushas guf from the kaf. So where does the kedushas guf come from? So the Mikdash David in Simen Gimel, the end of Simen Gimel, he's medayik in Rashi. The following Rashi and Mem Chesem and Aleph, when he's explaining the suffik of chishu bechafinas haketores. And the Gemara's attempt to be poshet from me the pasul tful yom pasul belina. So Rashi kasal kadaitach, he says kasal kadaitach me the pasul tful yom. So what do we see from the fact that tful yom will pasul the ketores? Alma kitcha hakli kedushas aguf. We see from this point that the kli is mekadesh the ketores bekedushas aguf pasanami lina. Says the Mikdash David. For Rashi the suffik about chishu b'chafina was whether the kli the kaf that you put the ketores into afterwards. Has the ability to be mekadesh the ketores b'kedushas haguf. So the Mikdash David is saying that Rashi is gufa bothered by this shaila. That was the shaila of chishu b'chafina mahu. Does the kaf have the ability to be mekadesh the ketores b'kedushas haguf? So it says the Mikdash David. So Rashi has the suffix. The Riva, we said, is right. It's Pashut for the Riva that the Kli isn't able to be Mekayesh Mikdash Zagof. So Rashi is Mesupuk. So says the Mikdash David. So what's the Pshat? Where does the Kedusha go? Let's say you hold that the Kli, that the Kav doesn't integrate into the process to be able to be Mekayesh Mikdash Zagof. So where does the Kedusha Zagof come from? So says the Mikdash David, I think Moshe quoted this as Chabura, he says that it must be that the that it's Niskadish Bishas Haktara. Bishas Haktara, somehow, the Kedusha Zagof is injected into the Ketara. So L'chor, that's what you have to say for the Riva as well. The Riva thinks that, unless he holds that maybe the Chafina could be Mekadish, but if you hold that Machtesh is not Klisharis to be Mekadish, and you think that the Kaf doesn't integrate into the process of Haktara Shaktaris, it still remains B'diyevet. It's still not it's not meant to be the makom where the ketoris is put. So if you learn like that, nimsa, that the kaf will not be a klisharis. So where does the ketoris come from? It comes from the maisa haktar itself. Mordechai?
Can't come from the chafina.
So yeah, as I said, it might be able to come from the chafina, but this would be another option. Yes, but it could potentially come from the chafina. Okay. So that's just an analysis of whether the kaf, despite its low efshirness, all of a sudden it's catapulted to a status of l'chachila. That may be what the Brisker Rov is assuming. Rashi learned that was a suffix of chishiv v'chafina, and the Riva thought that it was pashut, that it's not going to.
But here this would be one direction, right? That's right. If you hold like that's that would probably show that it integrates.
Right.
That does, if you reject that, it doesn't mean that the l'kicha, the kaf, especially, if that's either what Torah meant, or that's what it becomes, at the most.
I mean, it just wouldn't manifest itself in terms of klisharis, but it might have other nafkumas. Yeah, I guess, but the more you divide it, then and the less...
But I mean, it's not mukhra to say that it's being considered even a non-bidiyavid hava requires that the kaf also play the role of kaddish.
Right. So I guess that might come to the next point. So the next point we're going to discuss whether the kaf, not only does it, yes, Mordechai?
Sorry, continue.
Okay.
You were in the mid-sentence.
No, that's fine. I'll go back to the beginning of the sentence after. Yeah.
Maybe I'm misunderstanding something. That you're discussing when is this Kedushas Korban come from?
Yeah.
So in the Mikdash Dovid says maybe it comes with Shas Katara.
Yeah.
So post of Rabbi Akiva, Katara, Salavon, and etc., Shim Nagot, Bo Yom, Mixas, and Puzzle is Kula. So Lachora, this isn't talking about like Bishas Katara.
No, sorry. This Rabbi Akiva was saying, this is a suffix. This is attempting to be poshut the suffix. But in the initial question of the
okay,
Gemara...
Right, meaning, but operate close the goal, so...
Yeah, Luyitzur,
this is... It doesn't come to Shas Haktar, I mean, we know it must come
early. If this is poshut, if this is indeed poshut the suffix, yes.
Mean.
It's Kazal Gadaitach. There's a big discussion in the Rishon about whether this is actually Machriya.
Fine.
Yeah. So now, the question, and this relates to the Klishari's question, but it takes it a step further. Is it possible that the kaf integrates into the seder haftarah to create, to be considered an avodas hakabbalah, similar to kabbalah sadam, and therefore it through that could possibly transform the dalet the avodas of the chafina as a whole? So the gemara memches that we just referenced, the tosus and on memches and beis and the ritva ask the following question. So we're talking about whether there's a din of pigul on the chafina sekretaris. They say, and the Gemara tries to be posted from the fact that the posel belina, posel nami machshava. But they say, that's not such a mochar cheshma. Just because there's a psul lina doesn't mean that there's a psul machshava. What's my precedence against that? How do I know that those two don't always go together? So they say, by minchas parin, there are certain menachos which are nifsalim belina, but they're not nifsalim b'machshava. So once that's true, so the fact that this ketoras is nifsal belina doesn't necessarily prove that the ketoras will then be nifsal melachshava. So how do you prove from one to the other? So the Tosus says that from Ramez and the Ritva says it's much more meferish. So there's a fundamental difference between those two cases. That in order to have a psul machshava, in order to be subject to a psul machshava, eligible, you need to have dalad avodos. Michas parim, those menachos do not have dalad avodos. Chafina, Haktaras Haktaras says the Ritva, that has a process of Dalet Avodos. The chafina is like the shechita. The kaf is the where the makom kabbalah is. There's halacha, and then there's haktara, like the zrika. So says the Ritzvah. Moshe mentioned the Ritzvah in his chabura, that there are dalad avodos by Torahs because the kaf. The kaf is what creates the avodos hakabbalah. So this points to the fact that, again, as we pointed this out before, without kaf, may not necessarily have said that there is an avodos kabbalah by Ketores. And within the Ritzvah's answer, it may have been that Ketores would never have been subject to a psul machshava, if a prerequisite for a psul machshava, or at least to prove a psul machshava from a psul lina, if that, and the way to make that jump is only if there is dalet avodos. So if Ketores didn't have kaf, if kaf was never a part of it, then maybe there would be no avodos kabbalah by in the Seder HaKetores. And since there would be no avodos kabbalah, then there might even not be a psul machshava at all. It's fascinating. So again, this is an example of how kaf might actually take ketores beyond what it would have been based on the pshuto shel mikra.
This is all assuming that the kaf is like. This is assuming not like it's just jumping.
That's what I'm saying. That yes, yeah, sorry, I should speak that out more clearly. So that points to the fact that, I mean, I guess that those might be, those don't necessarily have to follow. It, kaf could be with the intended point of, I guess I was assuming that if kaf has such a such reverberations on the entire Seder Haktar Sakhtores, I assume that would be the Kavanah Sakra. I think that makes sense. So
you can't even say what the Gurus would think the Gurus are reading.
Right.
So it would still be deficient.
Right, exactly. I mean, this Imam, it works its way in there, and it becomes... Exactly. Right.
Gurus read plus.
Right. So that's the question. So from that Ritzvah, it's Mavur, that there's a din of Kabbalah, Aliday the Kaf, that the Kaf is the Kli Kabbalah for Ketores. The Riva, as we said earlier, seems to say not that way. He says there's no din of Kiddush Kli Sharis, this is not in the Makom. So, my Nafkamina, I mean, we've said a few Nafkaminas, but it's another Nafkamina, this is very Gishma. So the Brisker Rav, in Zvachim, in Mechaf Hei, he brings from Rav Chaim the following. The Gemara, on Mem Chesem at Aleph, asks, right before Chishe v'Chafina, they ask, Bayer of Papa, Nispazer ha-Ketores mi-Meloch Hafna Mahu. The Ketores is Nispazer from the Meloch Hafna of the Kohen Gadol. What's the din? Yado ketzaver behema dami upsula, o dilma ki kli sharis dami v'lo psula. Do we say that the Adayim of the Kohen Gadol are ketzaver behema or kli sharis? This is a reference to something quoted earlier in the Gemara. The Gemara starts discussing the din of Nishbach Adam al HaRitzpah. It says, Dan Hasam, that let's say from a karban, the dam of the karban, when the makum that you're supposed to be makabal, the dam from the makum shchita, is Nishbach al HaRitzpah. So if it falls onto the Ritzpah and you gather it up, it's pasul. Mina Kli al HaRitzpah, v'asol kasher. However, if the dam first goes into a Kli, there is a successful Kabbalah, and then it spills, and then you gather it, then it's kosher. Menahani mili. So how do I know this? The Tana Rabbanan, v'lokach midam hapar. So, Pasuk says, v'lokach midam hapar. First is a drasha, midam nesha, lo midam ha'or, lo midam ha'tamsis. Then there's another drasha, midam hapar, dam me hapar yikablenu. There's a din of Kabbalah from the par. The dam must be in this Kabbalah from the par directly. Oh. So, that's where the psul of nishbach, so if the dam is nishbach, there's no... You don't fulfill dame apari kablenu. There's no kabbalah from the par itself, and therefore, yeah, and that would create a psul. And then the Gemara asks, so what about ketores? Do we say that if the ketores spills out of the chafna of the kohen gadol, do we say that the chafna of the kohen gadol have the status of a kli sharis? And as we said, that if the dam is already in a kli sharis and then it spills afterwards, then there's no issue with it falling out. So too, if the ketores, if the chafna of the Kohen Gadol had the status of a Kli Sharis, then if the Ketores spills out, there'd be no din of Nishbach. Or do we say no, that the chafna of the Kohen Gadol are Ketzaver Behema? It's like the neck of the Behema, it hasn't yet been Niskabel of the Kli Sharis. And if, from that point, it would be Nispazer, it would spill, there would be a Psul Nishbach. So the Brisker Rav brings from Chaim. Now Pashup Shat, the din of Dame Apari Kavlenu, the Psul of Nishbach, is a Psul in the Seder Kabbalah Sadam, that the din is that the Kabbalah Sadam from the Makom Shchita is supposed to be directly from the Makom Shechita. And if it's Nishbach, and then you gather it up and then you put it into the Kli, then there's a Hefsek in the Seder Kabbalah. Right? It's a Psul in the Seder Kabbalah. But Rav Chaim develops, and Briskerov also, this is from Briskerov, so they develop that it can be that that's the only Psul. Why is that? Because we find that the Psul of Nishbach is applied even in cases where there is no Avodas Kabbalah. If you're going to tell me that the Psul of Nishbach is a Psul in the Seder HaKabbalah, that the Kabbalah must be from the Tzavar Behema, then how can the Gemara extend it to cases where there's no Avodas Kabbalah, yet there's a Psul Nishbach that we find? So what are some of those cases? So the Gemara in Zvachim, on Tzadi Beis and Beis, talks about a Chatas Ha'of. A Chatas Ha'of, there's no Avodas Kabbalah. You do the Hazaz for us directly from the Tzavar Ha'of. So the Gemara there wants to know, let's say, I'll read it inside. The Gemara there asks, "By Rabbi Yavin, Nishbach al Ritzba v'Asva Mahu." Let's say the dam from the Tzavar Chatas Ha'of falls on the floor, and you gather it at Mahu. What's the din? Atzruchehu d'lo atzruche rachmana kli sharis. So the Torah never required a kli sharis for Kabbalah of the dam from the Chatas Ha'of. So do we say, oh, the Torah never required a kli sharis? O Dilma. Mifsol pasul be'rachmana kli sharis. Or do we say, it's true it never required a kli sharis, but if you would use a kli sharis, if you would be mafsik, the zrika, by putting into a kli sharis, then it would be pasul. So Rashi learns the first tzad, atzurchehu d'lo atzurcha rachmana kli sharis. Says Rashi, what does that mean, that the Torah never required a kli sharis? V'tzavar didei hu b'makom kli sharis. So the tzavar of the chatzas ha'of, this is b'makom kli sharis. V'hilkach le'osro kasher. Therefore, if your ma'asef afterwards is kasher, u'l'hazos u'l'mizbeach, kasher le'hazos u'l'mizbeach, le'havle k'nishbach min ha'kli al ha'ritzba v'asva d'kasher. So Rashi shtels to this din of nishbach. He's saying, do we say that the tzavar of the chatzas ha'of is tantamount to the kli sharis, and we know the din of nishbach from the kli sharis is that you can be ma'asef the dam, and it's kasher. So to hear that the tzavar ha'of is tantamount to a kli sharis, in that there would be no din of nishbach, and you could be ma'asef the dam afterwards, and it would be kasher. So, say the Brisker Rav and Rav Chaim, the fact that the Gemara is applying a psul nishbach here, even though there's no din of Kabbalah by chatzas ha'of, points to the fact that the psul nishbach can't just be about a chisaron in the Seder Kabbalah. It must be something else. Another thing they point to is our Gemara, Anyuma Memches. Our Gemara, as we said, applies nishbach to the din of nispazer k'toris mi melo chafna. If the k'toris spills out of the melo chafna, then there's a psul nishbach potentially. But says the Brisker Rav, this doesn't make any sense. Because there's no din Kabbalah by Ketores. There's no din Kabbalah. So why is the Gemara applying Nishbach to Ketores? You'll tell me there's a Kaf. That's only because Lo Efshir. You'll tell me, even if it's Lo Efshir, maybe it becomes a Chachila? No, but even so, there's still no din Kabbalah and Kli Sharis. There's certainly no din Kabbalah Kli Sharis on the Kaf. Even if because Lo Efshir becomes a Chachila, I guess it's like what Rosenberg was saying before, you can still divide, even if it becomes din Chachila. Might not have a din Kabbalah and Kli Sharis. So even if that, it still doesn't have a din Kabbalah and Kli Sharis, and therefore, it must be there's no din Kabbalah by Ketores. If there's no din Kabbalah by Ketores, it must be there's something else going on in the Psul Nishbach and Dam. It's not just a Chisaron in the Seder Kabbalah. So what's Pshat? What's Pshat by Nishbach? So he says, there's a Sifra. The Sifra brings another Mekor for the Psul Nishbach. It says, Hadam sheniskabel b'kli. It relates to the dam itself. There's a din in the dam that the dam must be niskabel b'kli. And if it spills out before it's niskabel b'kli, it will be pasul. Additionally, it brings a pasuk to be machshir dam that spilled out of a kli that it was already in. Says Brisker Rav, I don't get it. If the whole psul of nishbach is a lack of seder, is chisaron in the seder kabbalah sadam, so once you're already mekabel the dam, it doesn't make any sense. Why? I don't need a pasuk to be machshir the dam after I was already did the avodas kabbalah. It's totally fine. So says the Brisker Rav, it must be that there's another din of nishbach. There's another din of nishbach that's posel the chetza shel dam. Nothing to do with Seder Kabbalah. There's a psul in the chetza shel dam. How does it manifest itself in cases where there's no Kabbalah? The psul in the chetza is as follows. That there is a makom where the dam is supposed to be. Whenever there's a makom where the dam is supposed to be, either in the tzavar behema or in the kli sharis, if it deviates from that trajectory, from going straight from the tzavar behema to the kli sharis, that's posel the dam itself. Says Brisker Rav, so that's true by tzavar chatzas ha'of. Right? The makom, it's kikli sharis, says Rashi, the makom of that dam is b'tzavar behema. So if it leaves that makom, then maybe it's nifsal. And by Ketoris as well, that there's a din of makom on the Ketoris. The Ketoris is supposed to be somewhere. So since it's supposed to be somewhere, if it's nispazer from that place, then there's going to be this psul nishbach and the chetzah shel Ketoris and the chetzah shel dam. So where's this makom? Ayin makom Ketoris. The makom Ketoris is in the Meloh Chafnav of the Kohen Gadol. That there's a din for the Ketoris to be in the Meloh Chafnav of the Kohen Gadol. And once it leaves that, maybe there would be a psul nishbach. And that's a suffix of the Gemara about whether Meloh Chafnav are Ketli Sharis or Ketzavar Behem. So that's the Brisker Rav Shtickel. But you see, he's clearly assuming that, again, I mean, I guess there are different madrigas, it gets more complicated, but at the very least he says, Pashut, if the kaf is just because low efsher, then it's certainly nothing to talk about. There's no avodas Kabbalah by Ketoris. Even if you say that low efsher makes it like it's l'chachila, still he says he doesn't think it would achieve the madriga of Kabbalah's kaf, of Kabbalah and klisharis. But so Brisker Rav's learning though that because Ketoris doesn't have this avodas Kabbalah in spite of kaf, and that's why you need to come on to the second din of nishbach Ketoris milah chafta. Of Nishbach Adam and Nishbach Ketoris. But as we pointed out, the Ritva, quoted earlier, clearly learns that there is a Din Kabbalah by Ketoris, about Aliyah the Kaf, that the Kaf integrates itself into the process and becomes L'chachila, even more L'chachila than the Brisker Rav could have ever dreamed of. So, according to the Ritva, you wouldn't need to come on to a second Din of Nishbach, that's a Psul and the Chefza, once it goes Shalom and Komo. You could just say that the Din of Nishbach is a Chisaron and the Seder Kabbalah from the Tzavar Behema or the Makom of Kabbalah. Okay. So yeah, so before in the Kutras it sounded like he said that it did have a different
thing. That wouldn't work so well.
Yeah, it wouldn't work so well.
What wouldn't work so well?
That Brisker earlier was learning that the calf should be the Makom. For it to be Mekadish, it's a cliche to be Mekadish Victorious, yeah. Yeah.
Maybe they have to rethink the first cliche.
You're saying that. No, but he says there's no thing cliche.
Here.
No. He says Kabbalah and cliche.
The Kabbalah and cliche?
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. I mean, I don't know how Maduik the it's in the stencil, isn't that? But
you're saying that's
true. Yes, sir. I'm not sure. Yeah. No, I hear.
I'm not the first one either.
I got it. So much on it. I hear.
Although because he's so upfront about the other thing, I'm so excited about
right.
It's a little strange.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And he doesn't need to hear it.
You don't need to say
right,
that.
Yeah.
He doesn't need this here. He's
right.
A great guy already.
Right. Yeah, but it's not really Tully. I mean, he just... I mean, it doesn't have to be. Like, you could say that... He makes it, it's low yitzir. That's what it sounds like here. It can't, I don't know. I'm not sure. So this suffix about kaf, how much it integrates into the process of avodas Kabbalah, may gufa be the suffix of the Gemara on mem ches and aleph. So the Tosi Shanim, he asks, why don't we have the same suffix? Why don't we have the same suffix about Kmitza, about Nishbach by Kmitza, as we do by Ketores? Temeler the Rabbi Vachanan, Midashavki lekometz v'naka Ketores, Mashma de bekometz pshitale. It's pasha that kometz, there would be a din Nishbach. V'yalfinan melo melo mikometz hainu hach. So what's the difference if I learn melo melo? V'omer Rebbe, the pshita de gabe kometz have ketzaver behema. So by kometz, there's no question that the original kmitza is just ketzaver behema. Why is it possible that's ketzaver behema? Lefi sheish dal avodos b'mincha, k'neged dal avodos sheldam. You have a process of dal avodos by mincha. So because of that, it's pasha that there's a din kabbalah after the original kmitza. So because of that, it must be that the original kmitza is not so chashuv. K'damrin b'menachas. So, okay, what about Ketores? So, we have the suffix. Aval b'Ketores mi ba'ile. Why? Lefi she'en kli l'chafina, elim shim delo efshir, k'vil kaman b'samach. My Ketores, don't tell me there's avodas kabbalah by Ketores. Kli is just mishim delo efshir. Ehilkach, lo dami le k'mitza. So, don't be medame Ketores at all to k'mitza. There's no sheiches. Because by k'mitza, shehi b'makom shechita, v'kidush kli, hu b'makom kabbalah sadam. So, it sounds like he's saying, Lu Yitzuyer, there were avodos Kabbalah by Ketores, then it would be an open shut case. I would know that the original Chafina, that the Babim Bechafna, is just Ketzaver Behema. The Kaf would be the Klisharis. And then I would know instantly what the din is by Nishbach, that if the Nismazer Ketores Mimelo Chafna, the Kohen Gadol, that there would be a Psul Nishbach there. But he says it's not an old Domer, there's no Shemetz of Kabbalah by Ali Day the Kaf and Ketores, so therefore it's an open question. Yes.
Well, when he's saying it'll be open shut if you went below below. Sorry, it'll be an open shut case that it will be similar to Mincha if you learn the Gzei or Shabbat. If you don't learn the Gzei, meaning he's saying it should be, the Rafina Frank's question was that it should be Hanu Ha. It should be the same Shaila as before and it's telling on the Gzei or Shabbat.
Right. So
and
he's saying.
Well, if you learn the Gzei or Shabbat.
I mean, what he's saying, why isn't it relevant to Malo Malo?
Yeah.
Right.
But you don't know, I mean, ultimately you'll still be tali on, even if you will say that it's doma, but then you can learn, then it's shayach to say that their shovel will be the...
I don't think it is. I think he's saying that the fact that Kmitza has dalat avodos is what distinguishes it from Ketores, so you can never...
Right, Rebbe,
Rebbe's answering, yeah.
He's saying it wouldn't be
right.
Tali on low, because
I think so.
It'll be tali on...
I think so, yeah. I think so.
In which direction? It'll be partial.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but it's pashut by Kmitza that if it's Nispazer, it's Kechof, it's a Ketaver Behema. It's an open...
So since it didn't have that avodos, it won't be tali on the Gzeir Shava.
It's not, yeah, it's too chalak, I guess, from Kmitza. Yeah. So what is the suffix? So Tosh Jan tells us the suffix, that it has nothing to do with the Kabbalah Sakaf. It has nothing to do with the stature of Kaf. So what is the suffix? So Mikdash David says that the suffix is the same suffix that the Yerushalmi has. The Yerushalmi in Hey Aleph. Chafnayim ma'u she'yasu kekli sharis lekadosh. Do the chafnayim have the ability to be mekadosh the Ketores b'kedushas agaf? Says that's the same suffix that we have over here. Is the chafnayim ketzaver behema kekli sharis? The same suffix is over there. Do the chafnayim, the ma'isa chafina, is that mekadosh the Ketores b'kedushas agaf? So al-tzad, that they are. So it means that it's ke'ilu the Ketores is already munach b'kli sharis, and therefore it wouldn't be subject to a psul nishbach, as we said, that once in the kli sharis, there's no din nishbach. Al-tzad, that the chafnayim are not kli sharis, so then it would still be subject to a psul nishbach. So he's saying that the suffix of the Gemara is just about the stature of chafina, and whether being b'melo chafnav is really the makom, is that the intended makom of the Ketores. It's a suffix. This is an important point also, that do we say that the chafnayim are the intended makom of the Ketores? That's what he's saying the suffix is, that it's whether chafnayim are able to be mekadish, the Ketores mekadish zagof, and if they are, then they would have the status of like tzavar behema, and Yishtel to that gemara and zvachim as well, like that this is the makom where the dam is supposed to be in the tzavar behema. So too, if the chafnayim have a din of klisharis, then the Meloch, in the Meloch Hafnev is where the Ketoros is supposed to be, and therefore, if it's Nispazer from that point, it would, there would be no Psul Nishpach. But the Ritva, and he brings a Raya actually, that there's no din of Kabbalah by Ketoros. His Raya is the following. He says that there's a din that you can't be Mekadesh the Kometz, but Kli Hamunach Al Gabi Karka. You can't put the Kometz, they can't, the Kiddush HaKometz can't occur in the Kli Sharis Al Gabi Karka. We learn it from Dam that you can't have Kabbalah's Dam Al Gabi Karka. But he says, Al Karchach, the Kohen Gadol has to put the Ketoros into the Kaf when it's on the ground, because where else is it going to be? It can't be that someone else is holding it, because if someone else is holding it, then that would be an avoda, holding the kaf while you have the while you have the ketores put into it. That would be an avoda, and kol avodas yomim shir selavo. So it must be that it was resting on the ground. So if it's resting on the ground, it must be that there's no din kabbalah by putting it into the kaf, because if it were a din kabbalah, it wouldn't work if it's al gabe karka.
In which case, somebody else couldn't be holding.
Is that true? Meaning,
you said it could be on the ground, that means that it needed to be.
No, but does that? But maybe he still thinks that if someone else would hold it, I would have a din of vote, and not necessarily a din Kabbalah.
But what?
I don't know.
I'm saying it's my say it's the Kabbalah.
Okay. I hear. He has a few yeshuvim. I mean, it's not such. I mean, it's.
I don't understand. What does that
say?
No,
just all right, yeah. No, so he's this is a very.
Right.
Right.
Not being held by then to be held by the floor. Right. Then once it's held by the floor, maybe be held by then. You still see it's not the
floor. Right. So he said he's doche. No, maybe. Right. I mean, again, this is meant to be a side point, but he's doche. He says either you could say no because low efsher, either you can have the man hold it. That's just the way it has to be, or because low efsher, you could actually do it on the ground. But again, that it is in Kabbalah, it would be an exceptional in Kabbalah. So, that's what he says. Fine. But they learn that the suffix of Nispazer Ketoros Milochafnav is just a suffix by the stature of Chafina. Nothing to do with the Kaf. But the Ritva says not like that. The Ritva, he asks the same question. Why don't we have the suffix?
Sorry.
The Tosis Yishanim and the Mikdash Shavim and the Yerushalmi.
You're saying
the Ritva. Now I'm saying the Ritva.
Ritva or the Ritva?
Maybe the Ritzva also, but I only saw the Ritzva.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
I was just
having
trouble with
you. Yeah, sorry. Reb Yom. Fine. So Zog the Ritzva. Ritzva. So he is coming from the same question. Why is there no suffix by Kmitza? There's only a suffix by Ketores. But he says a different answer. Says by Kmitza, I mean he's part of the same area. By Kmitza, he says Kevin Dimidaraisa by Matan Kli Pshita the Yadu Kitzaver Behemadami. By Kmitza, he's referencing the fact there's a Avodas Kabbalah. I assume he means similar to Tosfos Yeshanim, that there's a Avodas Kabbalah by Kmitza, and since by there's a Avodas Kabbalah by Kmitza Mamela, or that's Megala, that the original that the Kmitza that there's a Avodas Kabbalah by Menachos, the original Kmitza. Only being bekumtzo of the coin is just ketzaber behema. That's what he says. Aval gabi chafina mesafkolan. We're mesopik by chafina. Why? Mishum de kol hecha de have efsher lo be inan kaf. Because whenever is possible lo be inan kaf. Mishum de lo efsher hu shemachnas kaf. The hachnas is a kaf mishum de lo efsher. So what's the suffix of the Gemara about ketzaber behema klisharis? Mi amrinan sof beklihu no sin. Yado ketzaver behema. O Dilma came in she'en kli ma'akev yado keklihu. Below ifshita. The suffix. Do we say that at the end of the day, hagam that the kaf is lo efshir, but sof beklihu nosin. I think what he means by that. The notion is a little funny, but I think sof beklihu nosin. At the end of the day, this is the tzuras ha'hava. This is where you're supposed to put the ketores, and then that you put into a kli. And because at the end of the day you put into a kli, yado ketzaver behema. O dilma, or do we say no? Kamen she'in kli ma'akev. The kli is not ma'akev. It's not from the pshuto shel mikra. There's no din li'ikuva. And this is something we'll talk about a little bit later. But there's no din li'ikuva of having a kaf. Then the kaf doesn't really integrate into the process of the havas haketores, And therefore, the Chaf 9 and the Chaf 9 would still retain their status as a Kli Sharis. So I think, and I just referenced this right now, but it sounds like, as opposed to the Tosfos Yeshanim, who was learning that the whole suffix was about the status of Chaf 9, it seems like the Ritva is shifting the issue. He's saying it really all is totally on Kaf. If the Kaf, Sof Sof, B'kliyu Nosen, then Yadu Ketzaver Behema. I think because that if at the end of the day you have to put it into the Kaf, that's Megale, that the Kavana Sakra was not giving such import to the Chafina itself. It's not meant to be the ultimate Makom of the Ketores. The Kaf is really where the Ketores is meant to be brought in. And that would then reflect the fact that B'chaf Nav is just Ketzaver Behema. So on that side of Ketzaver Behema is because the Kaf integrates enough into the process to be the primary Makom of Kabbalah. Like, I think what he's trying to do, he's saying, it would be like Mincha. It would be like Kmitza and Mincha. Really, maybe, it's something about is whether Kaf makes Ketores like Mincha such that it would then make the original Chafina into Tzavar Behema. Oh, Dilma, no, maybe that's not what Kaf does. Kaf is not Ma'akev. Kaf is because Lo Efsher, but it's not Li'ikuva. So therefore, Kaf doesn't really integrate into the process to become the pristine form of Hava. Because of that, the Chafina retains its integrity as the real Kli Sharis of the Ketores. So in terms of that, yes. Yeah, so that comes afterwards. But this is explaining the suffix of Mishpach. That's when he said it within the question of Chishu B'Chafina. So that is hard. And Moshe spoke about this in his Chaburah. I mean, I was wondering if he was posh. I don't know.
No,
that, yeah, I don't know. The whole thing is very hard to figure out when things are coming in. But right. But Fakir, he has it as one of his dozen, at least. So that one's... Right, exactly, yeah. So yeah, you have to flesh it out more. So we see that these two different Havanos of the suffix of Ad Nishbach can be tole on this question of how much the Kaf integrates into the Avodah Zarah Ketores. It should be noted that the Avnei Nezer doesn't learn the Ritzvah like this. The Avnei Nezer in Orach Chaim Tafnun Ches, he thinks that the Ritzvah isn't saying such a lamdish sof sof b'kaf hu nosen means that since there's a din of kaf, albeit lo efsher, that it becomes a klisharis and din kabbalah and this megala it downgrades the chafina. He has a different take on everything, and it starts by reinterpreting kedarki as a different take on things in a great way. That it starts by redefining the avoda or the din of nishbach. That the din of nishbach, he thinks, and the distinction primarily between before it's in a klisharis and after. Why is it that after it's in a klisharis, there's no more din of nishbach? So he thinks the whole din of once it's in a klisharis, it's in the makum from which it's meant to be muktar. It's in once have the zrikas done with it. Once it's in the klisharis, that's the makum where you're supposed to do the zrika from. So once it's in that place, then then there's no longer a din of nishbach. Nishbach only is only kolzman that's not in the makom where it's meant to be zarek from. So he says what the ritzvah means by sof sof b'kafu nosein is that because, albeit lo efsher, and we're krechtzing when we're putting into this kaf, but l'maisa, when it's in the chaf naim originally, that's not the makom from where you're going to be maktir. Because interrupting that is a kaf. The kaf interjects itself. And because of that, sof sof lemaisa, in a very practical way, you're going to put it into the kaf. Since you're going to put it into the kaf, you can't say, maybe you'll tell me that the chaf naim, even though they should have been klisharis, can't have been klisharis la'inyan the halacha of nishbach, because it's going somewhere else first. Part of the question is how much do we say that when it comes back to this chaf naim, at the end of the process, That's really the original chafina is just linking back to the is linked to the last chafina. That's part of his suffix, but he has a different havana of this whole thing. Yes.
The issue of the ritva can also be colleague again between klisharis and kabbalah.
The other way.
For the other side of the suffix, you want to
What, which on with the?
Well, the Rinpo before really only said that there are Kabbalah votes. The Kaf is a Kabbalah, and it's
right.
A Kasharis.
But I think even here is suffix with about Kabbalah because.
Is it, or maybe it's a din, maybe he doesn't hold. Maybe he holds a Nishmak or the dust of that.
The Kasharis. So I thought because he was coming from Menachem, the Kmitza, I mean, then he was trying to say maybe Ketores is just like, his subject is whether Ketores is like Mincha, where you have the Da'at of Otis. I thought that's what his subject was.
Or maybe
was.
Because there is a Klisharis, but you're
right.
Still lacking that.
Right. But actually, that might be Meduyik, because the Tosi Chanim specified that there are Da'at of Otis. The Ritva doesn't say that. He says, Kevin de Midoresa Bay Matan Kli. I mean, he's emphasizing specifically the Klisharis. As opposed to the Dalai of Odos, so maybe that would help.
Okay. I was just going to ask whether it's Talion, if we say Chosar Hofein, it's not the mountain that you're going to be back from.
Right, yeah, so I think he was assuming that, yeah, if. Okay. Fine. And I guess one step further from this question of the status of Kaf, whether the Kaf becomes the Makum of Kabbalah, of the Ketores, let's say it's Nispazer from the Kaf. Now, we were talking until now about Nispazer Mimilo Chafnav. What about if it's Nispazer from the Kaf? So, do we say that the Kaf is better than Milo Chafnav? That the Kaf, that's Pashul Klisharis. We're Mesupuk about the Chafnayim, but the Kaf, that's Pashul Klisharis. Or do we say, no, the Suffolk still exists, or maybe it's even worse. So the Avni Nezer that I just mentioned thinks that Nispazer from the Kaf, it's Pashut that is a Din of Nishbach. Because Kuli Amo Lo Pligi, there's no Shaila that the Makom Haktara is not from the Kaf. The Kaf is it's a rude interruption. So that's Pasha, not the Makom Haktara. The only Shaila is that by the Gemara is only Mesupuk by Nispazer Milo Chafna. But the Rambam seems to be Meduyik not like that. The Rambam in Hei Chav Ches on Yom Kippurim says Nishbach Miyodo Al Haaretz is where we have a Suffolk. So through this. You could be Medayik, I guess, either way. The Avnei Nezer would say, no, that's Gufa, there's no Suffolk, right. I guess I saw other people be Medayik that if it's Nispazer from the Kaf, then it's Pasha that it would have, that there would be no Din Nishbach. But I guess everyone could have Shalom. Except for the Likutei Halachos. He's Marva Shalom, obviously, but the Likutei Halachos, Moshe quoted this in his Chabura, he says that the Ritzva, he thinks the Ritzva that we just quoted is Mashmah. Oh, Kaf, that's open and shut. If it were in the Kaf, everyone agreed there would be no Din Nishbach. The only Shaila is in the Chafnayim. And the Zevach Toda is the parish on the side?
Yeah.
It's himself. Sorry? I just forgot the name. Yeah, it's himself. So he's Mefarish, he's Masig on himself, that not so Pasha, because Kaf is only because it's low Efsher. So maybe it wouldn't be any better than Chafnayim.
Yeah,
so.
I'd
rather see if it's the Mizrahi. I should have read your write-up closely. Fine. Okay, so that's it for the discussion about whether the Kaf integrates to be considered an Avodas Kabbalah in the process of the Seder Haktaras or Ketores. See, time to be on.
When you say Pash, there be a Din Nishbach, meaning that Nishbach,
there be a Psul Nishbach. Psul Nishbach, sorry, yeah. Yes. Should we try it? Say yes or no, and then I'm not gonna tell you what it is. Whatever. I'm not sure. What? I don't know. I should try it. Okay, fine. So, are there more cookies?
No,
that's okay. Fine. I have a tea bag. If anyone's interested. Okay. So what about Holacha b'smol? The Gemara on Mem Chesim Beis that we pointed to already. Can I try it? I don't know. Yeah? I don't know. Fine, we'll try it. Okay. Here goes nothing. So the Gemara Mem Chesim Beis wants to know, can I be poshet Holacha b'smol? Or what's the deal of Holacha b'smol? And Rosh Hashanah wants to be poshet from Natal Samach to Biminov to Kaf Bismol. So this is a chiddush. There are multiple chiddushim in this attempted answer. one that we could learn from the halacha of kaf at all. Because as we said, maybe the pristine halacha is meant to be the halacha b'chafnav. And kaf, that's a necessary allowance, but no one's very excited about this, such that we should say this is standard halachas anything, that we should... The Gemara is trying to learn from here, halachas adam, b'smol, in all the kachin, with shekel. So that's the first interesting point. The second interesting point is that smol of the kaf is also because lo efshar. As the Gemara in Mem Zayin also details, that really, it says, yitziva ba'ar yur b'shmei shmayim, the kaf, the ketoris, that should be miyamin. That's the most chashuv. Why is that b'smol? Because lo efshar, the machta is very heavy, it's hot, so we're all righties here, I assume. And then that's where the power lies. So kaf is brought up small again below efshir. I apologize to the lefties. I'm sure lefties are unbelievable people. Sorry. So the kaf is because low. So not only is the whole kaf in bringing in the kaf to begin with an issue, the fact that the kaf is small is also an issue. Yet the Gemara wants to be pushed from here. Holacha b'small. And Tosa says, what was the Gemara thinking in asking Holacha b'small mahu? There, minastam, if I didn't know about this din of Kaf on Yom Kippurim, I would never, ever have entertained the possibility of Holacha b'small being allowed, because generally we're makish Holacha to Kabbalah, and Pasha that Kabbalah doesn't work b'small, so why in the world Hayala adas that Holacha should work b'small? It must be that he knew about Kaf. So what was the... Like, what was the question, Bichlal? Just he should be poshed this question right away. Ah, so says Tosas, no, because the makshin was mesupuk. He was mesupuk about whether he could use kaf as a raya. Yeah, I know that kaf that has halacha b'smol, but the question is whether that should inform on halacha of dam in general. That's what he was mesupuk about. In fact, at the end of the sugya, we reject the possibility that halacha b'smol, that halacha b'smol is unacceptable. Frank Tosas Shanim, aye, what do you mean? The Ketores Yom Kippurim Yochiyach, he says, no, that's because low efshir. So again, it's a double low efshir. It's not just, it's low efshir in terms of that you need to, that really you should be Havah B'chafnav, and it should be Havah, you should hold the Kaf B'yamin, only because low efshir is small. Yes, I. Yeah. So maybe this doesn't have a din halacha. No, but if that's the way that the halacha is supposed to happen, then there's no. Then if you're not doing that, then maybe this is, you're not mekayim the din halacha b'chla. Well, that comes back to Gurusari I pointed out before. So that the Gurusari assumes that the Gurusari said that if there's no issue of small if it's b'chaf na'im, there's only be an issue of small if you're holding the kaf in your left hand. So I think that you should they give what? So Salvechik in Kuntris points out that there's a steer in sugyas. The Gemara Menachos on Chaf Hei it describes small on Yom Kippurim is hutar mechlala. That small is hutar mechlala. There's no issue of halacha b'small. How do I know that? It says Rashi because natos a machta b'yamino v'sakach b'smola. So the Gemara there describes small as hutr mechlala. It's a unique exception to small. The kaf and yom kippur is a unique exception. It's Rekha Salavitrik. So if that's the case, how can we want to be poshet from halacha b'small of kaf to shar kachin? That the Gemara Menachos says that it's hutr mechlala. What's a pshat? It's unique. You goofa can't learn from there. So he says that there are two dinim in the halachas of Ketores and Yom Kippur. There's a din of halacha of karbanos, of a karban, being molech, the Ketores as a Ketores karban. That's the din klali of halacha. And there's another din that's unique to Yom Kippurim of vehevi, as we had in the pasuk that we started with, vehevi mi beis parochas, that there's a special din hava of the Ketores and Yom Kippurim. So the Rav says that the two different Gemaras are dealing with different dinim. Like the Gemara Menachos is dealing with the special din of Yom Kippurim of Hava, says the din of hava is not limited to the ketores. It also includes the kaf, it includes the machta, includes the gecholim, because all those are detailed in the pasuk, except for the kaf. That's a unique din of hava and yom kippurim. That's the one which is hutar mechlolo. The yom kippur dika hava, that's hutar mechlolo. But in terms of the hava, in terms of the din halacha of the materis karban, of the ketores, it applies only to the ketores. It doesn't apply to the kaf, doesn't apply to the gecholim. Applies only to the ketores. The din halacha, that's what our sugya is dealing with. Okay, but how can we be poshe? So he says, the fact that he assumes in the Havamim that we need to be mekayim both dinim. That if you're lacking in one, then either in the din behavi of the ketores yom kippurim, or in the halacha sakarban of shar karbanos, if you're lacking in either, then that would be possible. That's the case. So our Gemara, he's posted the following. The fact that our Gemara is okay, because we need to be mekayim both dinim. So the fact that at the end of the day we're okay having a halacha be small, and we don't force you to do it b'yamin, that shows us that halacha b'smol not only is mekayim, the din, the special din of Yom Kippurim, it's also mekayim, the din klali of hava, of b'toris karban. That the fact that we weren't mahader, it's true, al to the din of hava of Yom Kippurim, we could have had it b'smol. But maybe if there's no ability to do halacha of b'toris karban b'smol, maybe we would have bit the bullet, we would have said, be molech b'yamin. Rabbi Moloch Miyamin, and as hard as it is, we would have made it work. I'll if it's post so. So it says to Salvechik that our Gemara is being pushed that from the fact that we are okay being Moloch b'smol, it must be, and that must satisfy both dinim. It must be that halacha b'smol in general is permissible. Okay, so then what's the maskan of the Gemara? So he says the maskan of the Gemara is as follows. If you're lacking, he says, if you're lacking, what does it mean to the din karban, the halacha b'toris karban? So, being molech b'smol, it's not a psul in the din karban. What does it mean to be if you're molech b'smol on the ketores b'toris karban? It just means that you're lacking a proper halacha. It's a chisaron in a maisa halacha. It's not that. It's not a psul in the halacha. And because of that, he says that if you are yotzei a din halacha mitzad acher, if you're yotzei a din halacha mitzad acher, dahainu ayideh the hava of Yom Kippurim, that qualifies as a din halacha, and you adhere to the requirements of that halacha, the halacha of Yom Kippurim, where smol is hutter mechlala, so then at the end of the day you're going to get off okay. There's not going to be a psul either out of the din halacha of the ketores mitzvahs karban. We can't bring a raya from our sugya, from the fact that you can be molech b'smol, that halacha of shar karbanos is also acceptable b'smol. That's not true. What's unique about the halacha of Yom Kippurim, hagam that it's meant to satisfy, the din of halacha b'smol of shar karbanos, what's unique about that is that you're yotzei a din halacha because you're being mekayim the din halacha of the ketores of Yom Kippurim, that the din v'hevi. So that's why there's no issue with being molech the ketores yom kippurim b'smol. But at the same time, you can't bring a raya from here to other karbanos. Okay, is that okay? Yeah, Mordechai. We'll find out. Okay. Could be. Yeah.
Meaning then you wouldn't have to come out the same two again.
Yeah, for sure. I don't think he had a raya. I mean, maybe I did not see his raya.
So
yes, yeah. Okay, that wasn't so bad. Okay, Kishman. Fine. I was saying to myself, it wasn't so bad.
Now everybody wants to know your
Havamina. Havamina is
covering up. That bothered you so much.
I hear. Yeah, I don't know.
What do you make of what the Bechol just the sugya itself in the novels?
Right. I can.
It's small, I mean.
Right. Meaning that.
Did that make sense?
Saying with the calf. With it.
Yeah.
I mean.
That's part of it.
Yeah, no, for sure that's part of it.
Yeah, sure.
Right, but that definitely
or does that
is.
Mean that it's at least number one or number two?
Right. So that's the question. I mean, how much is a catapult? Everyone's going to agree that it's because of Yeshua, but the question is, what is that catapulted to? So that's
right.
Not. Yeah. So I didn't trace that as much as I probably should have.
That could be
yeah.
very fruitful.
Right. For sure. Yeah. There's discussion in the even within the Smol Yamin question of, let's say you switch around, like is now the din l'chachila of kaf b'smol, which let's say you take the kaf b'min and mafta b'smol. Let's say you're a lefty. So. There you go. Fine. So let's say you have you're really strong in your right hand, and
maybe
you're
pretty.
That's a good question. I don't know. But yeah. So let's say you switch up the. So now is the din l'chachila b'smol, and which brings us to our next question. Let's say you somehow are maybe the Keturah m'mlo chafnav. You know, the Yushalmi says that beis havos. We said that the part of the back and forth of the Gemara Mem Zayin is that you have to come onto kaf because you can't be maybe beis pamim because hava achas amrachman v'lo beis havos. But the Yushalmi's mavur that beis havos is not posel the Keturah, it's just over ba'aseh. So let's say I'm a real pshutushal mikronik, and I'm willing to take the bit the Israsa and be mekayim pshutushal mikra. I know Danny's fond of many ritzvahs that are into pshutushal mikra. So Danny's comeback chabur next year, I guess. Well, I don't know. Fine. So litzonus is mashkiach. Fine. So what happens now? So now because of the two, we don't want to do two havos, so that's why I have to come out to kaf. But let's say I do two havos, so and a machnas b'lo chafnas. So am I yotze the din hava? So this comes back to the question of, does hachnasa b'kaf become the pristine form of hachnasas haketores, such that hachnasa b'lo chafnas would actually be possible? So there's only one more makom I know about this. So there's a ritzva we already quoted. The ritzva said that so kol sof, since kaf is not ma'akev, then it must be that chafnaim retains the status of klisharis. So that pointed to the fact that he at least was saying that that chafnaim are never going to be totally supplanted by kaf. And we'll see. Yeah, we'll see as we continue that there might be certain indications where that does happen a little bit. And finally. The last part of this section. So, is the hava b'kaf? Yes.
I think some of the senses of what happens if you bring in the chalabans, but yeah, if you bring the chalabans themselves first.
Uh-huh.
So
I guess that's the same flip side. Right. Uh-huh. Who do you know who that is?
Maybe it was Taras HaKodesh.
Ah, Shmank. Okay. Ayin Shmank. Or Ayin Noach's Chaburas and Chofen Chosu V'chofen and Yoyi Torah. Okay. And finally, so as we've been dancing around, we've been showing how much does the kaf integrate into the process, how much does it become the lechachila form of hava lefnai v'lefnai, does it become the klisharis for the ketores, does it become, is there now avodos kabbalah in the seder ketores, thereby maybe transforming the whole seder. So is the hava b'fnim lacking at all, since we're being maybe b'kaf? Right? And so it was meant to be m'shitzel shemekar melochaf nevehevi. So Tosus on Mem Tesem and Aleph says that you don't need to be maktir mimelo chafna. The makom haktara is the kaf. He says that you do a chafina before you do a chafina. The case that he's discussing is chafan umeis. We'll talk about this more in a few minutes. But let's say one Kohen Gadol does chafina, and he dies, and he put it into the calf, and he dies. So the backup Kohen Gadol, if we hold chofen chozer v'chofen, which Tosus means learns in, means that we could, it's mutter to do more than one chafina. So what you do is you take the calf, you pour the ketores out, you do another chafina, you put it back into the calf, and then you bring it lifnai v'lifnim, and you're makter from the calf. He Tosus says there's no need to do a second chafina midaraisa. So according to Tosus, the makom haktara, you are makter from the calf. Even though the psukim have no mention of that whatsoever, it's totally okay to be mevi lifnim bekaf, and to pour it out onto the gechalim from the kaf. That's how Tosus has in midaraisa. So this is in stark contrast to the Tosus Yishanim we referenced already a few times. Tosus Yishanim Mem Zayin says not like that. Tosus Yishanim says the reason you need to be chozer v'chofen is because the din Torah is to be mevi mimelo chafnav, not bekli. Because lo efshir we bring it in bekli. But to be mekayim the pristine din of lo chafnav behavi as much as possible, we are chofen again. So this Tosus Yishanim is clearly saying that we aren't satisfied with the hava of the kaf. That's not a kiyum of melochafna behavior. That's very b'diyevin, and therefore we have the second chafina midoraisa. Again, the kaf is able to generate a second chafina midoraisa. So we see that, obviously, the Torah recognizes kaf. It's not, it's machshir kaf to a certain extent. But it says the melochafna, it says the Tosus Yishanim, but that doesn't undermine, it doesn't uproot the psuto shemikra, the fact that in a pristine form we're supposed to be maybe melochafna. And that's why we have to do a second chafina to be mekayim melochafna vehevi, which we weren't mekayim mekaf. Tosus doesn't think that the hava has to be followed by any sort of melochafna again. He thinks we can be maktir straight from the kaf. So that machlokes also points to the struggle about how much does kaf integrate into the process, and as a quasi lechachila. Again, we have to figure out how lechachila is it. Or no, it's b'diavon, we still try to be mekayim the dinim that were detailed in the pasuk. Yeah? Okay, so just to round out this section, this discussion of kaf, so we just pointed out the different ways that kaf could impact the rest of the Seder Haftara, right? Maybe it does away with the dinim melo chafna vehevi. Tosos possibly just now, the din of hava doesn't require melo chafna at all, just me maybe with kaf. As opposed to the Tosus Yishanim, that doesn't do away with that. Maybe it makes the chafnayim not the intended resting place of the ketores. The lugavi the din of nishbach, the ritzvah is suffix about whether the kaf takes on the status of kabbalah, and that would impact the din of nishbach and the different elements of nishbach in terms of which psul you're coming onto. Does the kaf become a makom kabbalah? It may be mekadesh the ketores b'kedushas aguf. It may become a kli sharis to be mekadesh the b'sperav. And in terms of the tzuras ha-haktara, that again, Tosus said that the haktara can be from the kaf. So that's in terms of the second part of the general seder avodos. First we had the maisa chafina, and we spoke about the hava'a, and how kaf plays into that. Now we're going to talk about the haktara of the ketores. So Jared spoke about this a lot, and it's much more eloquent than I. So, and he was wearing a suit. I apologize, I'm not wearing a suit. My suits are at the cleaners. And I can't fit into my wedding suit, so in Breyer, I apologize. But again, the cookies, hopefully, they'll find favor. So we're not going to get into the actual haktara itself, but we'll talk about the relationship between the haktara and the other avodos of the ketores. So yes, first we'll zoom in. I said we're getting to haktara, but let's rewind to go back to the relationship between the maisa chafina and the hava, and see how those points relate to each other. Those avodos relate. So the Gemara Mem Testament Aleph wants to know, so what happens if one person does the original Maisa Chafina, and another person does the Hachnasa V'Haktara? Ba'ir Papa, Chafan Chaveiro, V'Nasan L'So Chafna Mahu. Let's say another person, the Rabbi Chananel says that other person is a Kohen, does the Chafina, and then he puts it into his friend's hands, and then the friend takes it and he's machnas it. Melo chafnav v'inan v'ha'ika. It's enough to have melo chafnav. O dilma v'lakach v'hevi v'inan v'haleka. Or no, maybe there's dilma v'lakach v'hevi v'haleka. So that's the Gemara's suffix. What is actually the Gemara's suffix? Also, we referenced this at the beginning of the Chabura, that a bunch of Rishonim learn that this is the exact same suffix as we had by Beinu Beinayim, about whether there's a requirement of Maisa Chafina in the Haktaras Haktaras process. that al tzad, that there's no need for maisa chapina. Now the fact that chaf and chaveiro, that doesn't matter. The fact that my friend did it, that lo ma'ilav lo morid, because I never need to do maisa chapina. So all he did for me is the medida, and whatever. If you work at the cheshbonos, if they can amount to the same amount, then the kohen gadol should be good to go. Since there's no need for maisa lekicha, midach kisa. If there's a need for a maisa chafina, chaf and chaver doesn't qualify. L'chora, for fundamental reasons, because the kohen gadol didn't perform the maisa chafina. Hagam that he's going to be machnis. He has a ketoros mem lochafim. He's going to be machnis. He's going to be machter. If the kohen gadol didn't perform the maisa chafina, then that's lacking, and that's not going to qualify for avodas ketoros. So that's how Tosafot Shonim, that's how Rashi learns the suffix. But Tosus thinks the suffix is different. He addresses the Avena Benayim question. Tosus Dimer Maskel Bayir of Papa Chafon Chaver of Anasim L'so Chafna Mahu V'lo Chafna Benayim Chulei Temeli Ha'i Bayile Le'el Kvar Ki Agabna Gabi Bena Benayim. We asked this already. V'yesh Lomar Be'imtim Salomar Ka'amar. Ah, it's an Imtim Salomar. Imtim Salomar Bena Benayim Lo. So Bena Benayim, maybe that wasn't a proper Maisa Chafina. Delo kari bay v'lakach v'hebi. That doesn't qualify as v'lakach v'hebi. Kevin delo asni mikach gavra. That excess part you didn't take the bekavana. That's not considered a chafina mikach gavra. So that was what was wrong with Bein Beinayim. Hachamai. But over here you don't have that issue. Mi amrinan afal gab delad ihu chafan. He true the Kohen Gadol himself didn't do the chafina mikol makom. Kevin the mikach gavra kaasi shapir dami. But Lamaisa, there was a chafina done, mikach gavra, v'shapir karinan me v'lakach halokeach mishu, and I call this v'lakach halokeach mishu, whoever this lokeach is, v'yastim b'chafnam shel kohen gadol, that qualifies, that satisfies the din of v'lakach, whoever is doing the lekicha, v'yastim b'chafnam shel kohen gadol, he can put it into the chafnaim, the kohen gadol, v'hadr na'ayal v'hu, then the kohen gadol brings it inside, Bikari bay malochafna vehevi, and I call this satisfies malochafna vehevi. I can have another person, since he's kach gavra, another person can do the chafina, put it into the chafna in the kohen gadol, and he could be going to be mekai malochafna vehevi. O dilma malochach vehevi ba'inan shahalokeach yavi. O dilma, there is a kpeda that the lokeach be made. For Tosus, the suffix is how integrated are these distinct parts of the Avodas HaKetoros. Is it sufficient for one person to do a Maisa Lekicha B'Koach Gavra and put it into the Chafnaim of the Mevi and he'll bring it in and he'll be Maktir? Is that enough? Does that satisfy the Dinim involved in the outlined in the Pasuk? Or no? Or maybe that it's required that the same person be the Lokeach, be the maybe, be the maktir. So for Tosus, that goof is the suffix of this gemara. So all the other Rishonim, I think, they thought this was Pasha. They thought it was Pasha that the Kohen outside, that there is a requirement of Maisa Lekicha, of a Maisa Chafina. It's Pasha that the Kohen HaMachnis, the Kohen HaMachtir, be the one to be lokeach. For them, that was never a shadow. For Tosus, this is a suffix in the Gemara. But for everybody else, the only tzad that chaf and chaver would work is if there's no requirement to maisa chafina at all. But the tzad that you require maisa chafina, it's pasha that would have to be done by the kohen gadol. Why is that? So, Aliba de Emes, I think there's a very basic reason. The reason is because if there's a requirement of maisa lekicha, a maisa chafina, then the kohen gadol should have to do it, because who's chaveru? Chaveru is not a kohen gadol. And kol avodas hayomei nekshares halabo. So if there's a requirement of maisa lekicha, of a maisa chafina, if you assume that chafina is an avoda, then mamela, the kohen gadol, is going to have to be the one who does this maisa chafina. And therefore, it's not shaykh to have chafa and chaver. So the only tzad for those other rishonim, that you'd be able to have chafa and chaver, is because chafina is not a maisa avoda. Yes, Mordechai.
When we say the chafina isn't
avoda,
like, perhaps meaning we know that Shechita is Lavavoda and therefore it's Kasher with not Kohen Gadol on the other hand, that there is Machshava, and so perhaps that's what
Interesting. That's geschmack. I hear. I hear. I mean, yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Does this tie into Sanhedrin 9 Bays at all? Sorry.
Following your career.
That's our geschmack. Okay. So that's a Terrence. I was right. So the others asked this question and don't, and we're not mechamin into that Terrence of Mordechai, but just to speak out the cheshbonos. So first the question is Chafina really Nevoda? So Tosos learned Amem Chesed that Kufa was a suffix in the Gemara. Maybe you could say, and Jared mostly said this, but I was tagging along. So I was going down the side of the table that I was talking to. So that Tosas on Mem Chesed Beis, it sounds like wasn't Poshet the Shaila of Chafan of Chishin B'Chafina. Like by Chishin B'Chatayus Gecholim, Tosas, the way Tosas outlines that suffix is Imtim Salomar Chafinas Ketoris Chashiva Avoda, like Kmitza, Chatayus Gecholim Mahav. So Imtim Salomar Mashma, at least at that point in the Gemara, Tosas didn't have a clear hachra on whether Chafina is an avoda. So maybe you say Tosas Lashitase, even at this point, he wasn't really sure about whether Chafina is an avoda or not. Maybe that's what you could say, but you can't say that for the Rambam, because the Rambam, as we quoted before in Hechav Zayin, says that Chafina Sektoris is avoda, and the Mechasheva is posla. Sorry? I thought he says Chafinas.
Oh, Chasias.
In Hechav Zayin.
Machshirei Korban.
So that was the Machshirei Korban going back on Chafina also? Right, that's I wasn't sure about.
Or only Chatias.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So that's in Gemara connected to it.
That's, I think, part of the Mari Kurkas.
Uh huh. Interesting. Okay, so maybe that. Right. He says, Chafina Victoris Avoda Machshava Poselisba. I mean, because I thought it was Medu, because he says, Chen Chatayus Gechalim. Yeah, he isn't right. Right. So, but if that is the Pshat in the Rambam, it's hard, because the Rambam paskins straight out that it's an Avoda, but he says that Chafan Chavero is a Suffolk. In Hei Chaf Ches, he says that Chafan Chavero is a Suffolk. So, what's the Suffolk? If Kol Vodos Yomim and Kshir Shalabo, How can you have that? So I think what Jared said at the time, I saw this in Minchas Avraham after, is that maybe you could say that, you know, this is a, I don't want to get too bogged down in this, but maybe you could say that the Chafina is not the Maisa Chafina. Chafina is having it b'melo Chafnav. That's really what that's the Avoda of Chafina is, having it b'melo Chafnav. And because of that, the Kohen Gadol here, once he gets it from the Chaver, so he hasn't been Melo Chafnav, so he was Mekayim, the Din Chafina there. And maybe this will also help in terms of Chozer Rechofen. If you learn that the Chafina Shnia is a real Chafina, so how is it a real Chafina? You're not doing, there's no, you don't have the Tzuras HaChafina. No, maybe you'll say that, because Chafina really is just having the Ketoros from Melo Chafnav, so maybe for the Rambam, there's no issue with Kol Avodos Yomim Kshiras Ein Kshiras Halvo. Because all the Chavar really did is a Medida. But in terms of the Chafina, which is an Avoda, it's a Chafina B'Melo Chafnav. This also might get into the Mikdash Shavu we quoted earlier, that the Yerushalmi thinks that the Chafina Shnia might be the Ikar Chafina, so maybe that, depending on what you call Chafina, that might be part of this also. Mechaz Avram, however, points out that it's a little bit schwer to say that that's what Chafina is, because the Gemara Mem Zayin Mabez has all these dinim about the Tzuras HaChafina. Like that, you know, Chafni Inshi, and if you do it, so he thought from there, there's mashma that the Maisa Chafina has a chashivus, and but we still have Morachas here. It's Baruch Hashem. That's beautiful. Shkoyach. Give that man another cookie. Okay. Fine. So now. I hear. Right? But you live it. You don't just. It's not just something you do. How about me? Fine. So. That's how Tosus learns the suffix. The suffix of the Gemara is whether the how mitzuruf, the different avodos of the Seder HaKetoros have to be to each other. Can you have one person do the likicha and another do the hava and the haktara, or does it only need to be done by one person? The Ritva, he also thinks that this is not the same suffix as Bein HaBinayim, but in a slightly different direction. The Ritva says that even if you don't need Beni Meinayim, even if Beni Meinayim is okay, even if you don't need Lekicha B'miskavim, even that extra that gets in there, that without Kavana, even if that suffices, this is still might be worse. Why might this be worse? Because there, it was one person doing that Lekicha. Hagam, that's part of it was Shalom B'miskavim, there's one person doing that Lekicha. But over here, by Chafan Chavero, maybe there's a tremendous issue in having a chaver, not the Kohen himself, who's going to be Machnas, who's going to be Machtir, be the one, not be the one who's doing the Chavina. So the Ritva also similarly understands this suffix of the Gemara as being about whether it's okay if we don't have the same Kohen Gadol being involved in all the stages of the Chafina Haktara process. Okay. Fine. So now, so that's in terms of the relationship between Chafina and the Maisa Chafina and the rest of the Avodah. So we saw that for Tosfos and maybe the Ritva, the suffix of the Gemara about Chafan Chavero is really a suffix about how related the Lekicha must be to the Hava and the Haktara. How much must they be one process or can they be distinct processes? Now let's talk about the relationship between the Hava of the Ketura, the Hachnasal of Nivlosnim, and the Haktara. How do those relate to each other? It is also Gishma. Okay. So the Gemara Nun Gimel Amud Aleph is talking about the Lavin and the Onshin for Chisar Achaz Mikol Samina or Chisar Ma'ala Ashen in the Ketores. So it brings the Pesukim and it says there's a Chiyav Misa. So in fact the Gemara, why do I need these Azharos? Osher Chisar Achaz Mikol Samina Chai Misa. Why do I need that Azhara of Chisar Achaz Mikol Samina Chai Misa, which was learned from the Pasuk of Chisar Anana Ketores and Sekapores Asher Al Ha'idus V'lo Yamus. So that's the Makar for Chisar Achaz Mikol Samina. Why do I need that Pasuk? I have another reason why anyone who's Machnis Ketores that's Chasar is Chai Misa. Typically, to come I'll be a Reikonis. It's not a proper Ketores. Since it's not a proper Ketores, Mela, it's a Bia Reikonis, you should be Chai Misa for that. So the Gemara gives two Teirutsim. Amar of Sheshes, Hachav Ma'eskinon, Kingon Sheshagog Mabia Vehizid Behaktara. Either the case is where you were shogging on the Isra Bia Reikonis, so it's not going to be Chiv Misa, but you're amazed on the Haktaris Ketores Chasera. Rav Ashi Amar, no, Afil Teme Hizid Bezu Bezu. Maybe you were amazed on both. But Kigon, the Isle Shte Haktaros. The case is where there's an Afkimin, is you are Ma'il two Haktaros, Achas Shlema, Achas Chasera. You run in one Ketores Shlema, one Ketores Chasera. So since you have one Shlema, Abia Lo Mechayev, the Kaha and Ha'il Shlema, you're Ma'il of Ketores Shlema. So there's no Bia Reikonis. A Haktara Mechayev, come back to your Ketores Chasera. Since you're Makhtar Ketores Chasera, that's where the Nachkimin should be. So Frek the Acharonim. I have another teretz for why you need the pasuk of why you need a makor for machter ketores chasera. Typically, that is the case where you are machnis in a way where there would be no din biyare kanis. Where you are machnis b'derech meshupash, you find some hidden passage where you go in an obscure fashion. There would be no din biyare kanis on that. So since there's no din biyare kanis, you still need to exert kasher to tell me that that ketores chasera is chayv misa. So I first saw this in the Afike Yam. Afike Yam, he records from the Sefer the Kedushas Yom Tov. It's Chusay Genelina, Stama. So the Kedushas Yom Tov says that the following: there would be no din if you're Machnas B'Derech Meshupash. There would be no din of Ketores Chaser. Why not? Because the din of Ketores Chaser is again learned from Velo Yamos, which is at the end of the pasuk that's affiliated with the Seder HaKetores. If there's no proper hava'a of ketores, then it's not shayach to be over mishum ketores chaser. There's no shayach, it's not shayach a chi of misa for ketores chaser if you weren't first mekayim, so to speak, the din of the hevi. So since you did hachnasa of derech meshupash, kishem that there wouldn't be a bir ekanis because derech meshupash, that also wouldn't be yotze the din of hava'a of ketores chaser. And there's a din of hava'a for Ketores Chaser in order for it to be Chai Misa, so Derech Meshupash would prevent that. So then, if you had this Nafkamina, then everything would fall apart. The Fikayam takes this a step further. He says, let's say one was Ma'ail a Ketores Shlema, just one Ketores Shlema, but they're only Machtir a Ketores Chaser. So he says, that because there is no hava'a of a ketores chasera, the ketores that you brought in with shleima, not chasera, because there's no hava'a of a ketores chasera, then when you're matir the ketores chasera, you're not over. Because in order to be over on ketores chasera, you need to be maybe ketores chasera, you need to be matir ketores chasera. So if it's a ketores shleima on your maybe, then there's no din of ketores chasera. It's a jump from the ketores yomtis.
You're machaser and you make.
Yeah.
Right,
that's the chiddush. I mean, there's hava and ketores there at least. So, but he's, I mean, you'll say there's a. I think he's saying there's a chalos to, of hava ketores chaser. So there's, it's not shayach b'chal masayman. So we see that how the yichus between hava and ketores chaser. So is there question? Is there a yichus between hava and ketores to begin with? So says the Gevurah Sari in two places. And then Gimel Amud Aleph and Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. He's mitaris a little bit differently. Says that if you were maybe b'derech mishupash, says forget about ketores chasera. Even if it was a great ketores, if you were maybe b'derech mishupash, you would be chay misa for being makdir a ketores shaloka halacha. That if you're lacking in the hava, if you're not mekayim the din vehevi, then that becomes a ketores that was nikta shaloka halacha. That the vehevi integrates so much into the ketores, into the Seder Haktara, that you're going to be Chai Misa for that. So, Derech Meshupash, if you're Derech Meshupash, I don't need to comment to anything about Ketores. I don't need any Pesukim about Ketores Chaser. Even though there's no Din of Ketores Chaser, even if Din Ketores Shlema, if I'm not Mekayim Hava properly, which I'm not, if I go in Derech Meshupash, then I'm going to be Chai Misa. So, that's why I didn't get that Teretz. He says, it's because Chukah, and on Chav Dal Anubez, he says, on Nun Gimel, he doesn't say Chukah. But in Chav Dal Anubez, he says, because Chukah is koveya that all the different elements of the Seder Haktaras Haktaras are ma'akev in each other. They're one integrated process. The Torah Sekodesh in Simin Nun says that, I mean, he points out, as basically pointed out, that we see that the Hava relates to the Chefs of Ketores. The Hava is not just a din in the Kohen Gadol that he has to be maybe. It's a din in the Ketores itself that it must be Huva in order to be considered a proper Ketores. So we see here the relationship between Hava'a, the different elements of the Avodah, the Hava'a and the Haktar. And Torah Sekodesh actually says, based on this, to explain the Yerushalmi that we've quoted a few times, Yerushalmi goes back and forth. There's a Havamina that if you do two Hachnosos of Ketores, that maybe it wouldn't be Mechaper. Kamashman is Mechaper, that you just overbase. So he says, what's a Havamina? Just because I do one Hava'a and I do another Hava'a, what's a Havamina that the Ketores shouldn't be Mechaper? So he says, no, because maybe the second Hava, if there's a din of Hava achas v'lo shtei Hava'os, then maybe if you do two Hava'os, that's posel your Hava, which would then posel your Haktara. And that's the tzad that wouldn't be Mechaper. Kamashma, no, each Hava was fine on its own, just you're over by saying. But that was his shtickle. And then the Sefer Masas HaMelech, I think it's the Sefer on Milchus Chinuch. I saw it in the new fancy Milchus Chinuch, not my bikis. I haven't gotten this far in Masas HaMelech yet, so. So he says a wild thing, that you can't go in Mederech Meshupash. Because if you go in Mederech Meshupash, he says that the purpose of Ketores is similar to the purpose of an Olas Ri'ah. If there's an Isser, Lo Yeru Panai Reikam, the same way, you can't have a Bi'ah Reikonis in the Kodesh Kodashim. So you bring Ketores as sort of a form of olas riyah to be machshir your hava lefnai v'lefnim. So because that's true, it says there's only a chi of ketores, the chlal, if you're going in a way which is considered a bia. So if you go in b'derek meshupash, there's no din bia b'chlal. If there's no din bia, then there's no mechayv of ketores, so then the whole thing doesn't get started.
Is there such a din that olas riyah?
I mean, that what? That
if you came.
No, I think he means with Derek Marshall, but yeah.
So the Haktara is secondary to the Hava.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Oh, fine. Okay, now to the final segment in the Chaburah, with your permission. both ways, allowing me to continue and making it in the final segment. But questions can yeah. So now to I guess zoom out, we show the relation between the Lekicha, the Maisa Chafina, and the Hava, in terms of Tosis topic about Chaf and Chavero. And we showed the relation between the Hava and the Haktara, like Vurusari, and the Masa Melech. What about the process as a whole? What's the relation between the all the different elements of the process? So, to that, the Gemara in the bottom of the Testament Aleph is relevant. In the middle, really. Bayir Bishuv and Levi. Chafanu Meis. Maoshi Kanis Acher B'Chafina. So, let's say one Kohen Gadol does the Chafina, and he's Nifter. So, can his backup Kohen Gadol go in with the Chafina that the first Kohen Gadol did? It says there, Chanina. This is the shaila that the Rishonim had. Gemara goes through who is first, who is second, skipping towards the bottom. So this was the shaila of Rishonim. The Rishonim were misopic about this. So we want to know towards the bottom, four lines up from the in the skinny lines. So what was the shaila? How do we spell this shaila of Rishonim? So Amar of Papa. There's this one situation that I'm misopic and one situation that is pasht. It depends on what you passed. If we hold that the Kohen Gadol should do another Chafina, then if we hold that, then we'll hold the Chaver Nichnas Mechafinasa. Why? The Hamakai Mechafina. If the Kohen Gadol, the second Kohen Gadol, is bringing Lefnai V'Lefnim, does another Chafina, then he's Mechai Mechafina, and that suffices. That's okay. But Ein Choser V'Chofen, then Tibayacha, then we're Mishlopa. That's your papa's take. Armalei Rav Huna Brei Rav Shua, it's fakir. It says, Adarabba, ich chofen chozer v'chofen. No, if chozer v'chofen, lo yikana sachar v'chafi naso. Then it's pasha that the other guy can't go in, because efshar shol yechzer v'lo yosir. Because when he goes in, he's not going to be able to maintain the same shear of Melo Chafnav as the first Kohen Gadol, and that's going to be an issue. So if he's chozer v'chofen, then that's going to be an issue. But where's the shaila that the Rishonim are misopik? The shaila was if ein chozer v'chofen. That's where the question is. And then the Gemara brings the Yibaya and reposhit ultimately that chofen chozer v'chofen. That's how he passed it. Okay. So just to point out right off the bat, this is not going to be the same question as chaf and chavero. Because as we pointed out, one of the main chesronos of chaf and chavero is that the chaver wasn't a kohen gadol. But here, the first person to be chofen was a kohen gadol. So you're not going to have any kol levodos yom ein kshiras al bo issues. So, I guess first we'll turn to the Tosafot Yeshanim. Tosafot Yeshanim wants to know, in Chafen Umeis v'chulei, he wants to know, what. Let's say the Kohen Gadol, the first Kohen Gadol he wasn't Nifter, rather he became Tameh. What's the din there? So says the Tosafot Yeshanim, Hachanami have a matzilim yibayi Chafen Unitma. So maybe it'd be the same shaila as whether the first Kohen Gadol became Tameh, or if he died. Inami, maybe it's not true. Kevin should Kohen Gadol Kayim. The first Kohen Gadol is still alive. Yachol Ikanes Acher Bavadaso. The backup can go in with that avoda. Why? Hoil Va'adayin Hu Kayim Roy Lavoda. Since the original Kohen Gadol, he's Kayim, and not only is he Kayim, he's Roy Lavoda. V'yesh Kan Chafina Shel Kohen Gadol. He's Kayim, he's Roy Lavoda, and we have a Chafina present of a Kohen Gadol. Aval Kishemes. When the first Kohen died, Ein kan chafina mishum adam ba'olam. There's no one alive whose chafina was done on this. It sounds like the Tosafot Yeshanim is saying that the reason why we don't have the same suffix as chafina v'nitma as you do chafina meis, because chafina v'nitma has an advantage. The Kohen Gadol who did the chafina rishona, he's kayim, he's royal avoda, his chafina b'toras Kohen Gadol is still kayim. Once he's nifter, then we don't have a chafina of shum adam ba'olam, and anyone who is extant, who exists. The Ritzva, similar sheet of the Tosafot Yeshanim, the way he says it is that chafen v'nitma, then the backup Kohen, the next Kohen Gadol can act b'toras a shliach of the first Kohen Gadol. So what are they both saying? They're both saying that the shaila here, the shaila of our Gemara, chafen
umeis. The Tosafot Yeshanim says that also by shachat
umeis. That is toras shliach. Okay, even better.
Shema. He says, "Oh, kibin sharish
Ah, beautiful. Okay. So it means that Tosafot Shanim is saying there's no suffix if it's a situation where I could say that the entire Seder HaKtara is miyuchas to one person. If it could all be miyuchas back to the original Kohen Gadol HaChofen, he's kaim, he's roi la'avoda, and then I can act with Torah as a shliach, then we wouldn't be mesupik about this question. It's only because Chafen Umeis, that the second Kohen Gadol can't be a shliach of the first Kohen Gadol, that's where we have the question. So again, what we see is that the ideal, the Pashat situation is to have one Seder HaKtara, which is miyuchad to one Kohen Gadol, that you have a Chafina, a Hava, and a HaKtara that all relates to one person. That we don't have a suffix about. The suffix of Chafen Umeis is, let's say you split that up. Let's say you split up that Seder HaKtara. So Rav Papa wants to be poshet, that he says there's no question, the Rishonim aren't mesupik if they hold Chozer V'Chofen. If we hold Chozer V'Chofen, then it's obvious that Chafen Umeis is okay. Why is that? So that's Machlokes, Tosafot Shanim and Tosafot. Tosafot Shanim thinks, again, very inconsistent. I think they're both Rav Yosef, so I hope they'd be consistent. So the final Tosafot Shanim on the page, Chaver Nichnas B'Chafinaso. So why if we hold Chozer V'Chofen, can Chavero be Nichnas B'Chafinaso? Become a Kaima Chafina. Because the second Kohen Gadol, he's going to do a Chafina Lefnai V'Lefnim. He's Mekayim Chafina. V'Afal Gav D'Lo Mekayim Chafina Rishona. He's not being Mekayim Chafina Rishona. So maybe it's an issue, because it's not the whole process being done by one person. And more than that, Afal Pishahi Iker, and the Chafina Rishona is the Iker Chafina, D'Machshav Apaslaba, and we say you can't make a Midah L'Chafina, and even if you can't make a Midah L'Chafina, you have to do the Chafina. The Chafina Rishona is very Chashav. Mikol Makom, so why is it okay then? Kevan Shekohen Gadol Chafan Chafina Rishona. So what do we have? We have a Kohen Gadol who did the Chafina Rishona. And because we hold Chozer V'Chofen, Kohen Gadol Sheyachnis, Yachmin Od, and the Kohen Gadol who's being Machnis, the Ketores, is doing another Chafina. Svarahu Shelo Hikpid HaKasa B'Osa Kohen Atzmo. So says her Papa, it's Mestaber to me that as long as all the Chafinas are being this Kayim, that there's a Chafina at least done by the Kohen HaMevi, then Misvara, the Torah wouldn't be Makbid on having it all be Miuchas to one person. It's true. Earlier he said it would be more Pashat if it was all done by one person. That's why Chafan Mintu is better. But says the Tosafot Shanim B'Das Rav Papa, Rav Papa is saying that he thinks the Kavana Sakra wasn't Makbid on having all the Avodas being done by one person as long as they're each done by a Kohen Gadol. So that's how Tosafot Shanim learns. I think Tosus doesn't learn that way. Tosus, Zero Rascal E, first of all, he says right off the bat, Tema, I chova hu lach bon pa'amayim, echad min b'chutz v'echad min b'fnim, heichi ayal chavir b'chafinoso. Mikol makam harei lo chafan koin echad trei zimni. Says Tosus, it can't be that both chafinas are d'oraisa. Why not? Because if both chafinas are d'oraisa, al karchach, one koin would have to do both of them. It can't be that one Kohen Gadol is not doing all the different distinct parts of the process. So you can't say that Chofen Chozer V'Chofen is relevant because there are two Chafinas D'Oraisa. And Mamil, you can't give the whole Shtikal Torah of the Tosafot Shanim that because the Kohen Gadol Sheni is being Chofen B'Fnim, because Tosafot doesn't have that Midoraisa. So then why is Chozer V'Chofen relevant? Why is that Shita relevant over here according to Tosafot? So if it's not, if the Chaf isn't that, oh, we're getting another Chafina L'Fnai V'Fnim. So says Tosafot, its relevance is as follows. It's Mandar Mechozer V'Chofen holds that Min HaTorah, you could be Chofen as many times as you want. Chozer V'Chofen, the second Chafina is a Din D'Rabbanan. But the Rabbanan were only able to tell us to do a second Chafina L'Fnag L'Fim because they hold Chozer V'Chofen, because they hold that there's no cap on how many Chafinas you could do. So because, says Rav Papa, according to Mandar Mechozer V'Chofen, Dehainu, you could do as many Chafinas as you want. So what happens in the case of Chafen Umeis? Says Tosus, says v'im kain im chafan. So let's say the first one was chafan v'nasan l'socha kaf umeis b'chutz. So what happens? Chozer chavero. So the second Kohen Gadol goes ahead v'chofan pam shenis v'chozer v'nasan l'socha kaf. He spills out the kaf, does another chafina, puts it into the kaf v'nichnas the karina be'malo chafna v'hevi. According to Tosus, there's no possibility of dispersing the different avodos of the chafinas haktaris, haktaris, haktaris among two different people. It has to be done by one person. Two kohanim could not do but each chafina if they are deraisa. Even in the case of chafan umeis, what has to happen is that the kohen gadol, he spills out the chafina of the first kohen, he does the chafina again, he puts it in the kaf and he's machnas with that. So Tosus is learning, very much not like the Tosus Yishanim, that it has to be one integrated process, the different distinct parts of the avoda. Hagam then he thinks we can be machter from the kaf, as we said before. He thinks we can be machter from the kaf. But it can't be that one kohen gadol is going to be do the maisa chafina or the hava, and the one kohen gadol has to do the maisa chafina, the hava, and the haktar. For him, that's pasha. So just to finish, Shitas HaRambam, the Rambam paskins Chozer B'Chofen. So he paskins Chozer B'Chofen, fine. So if that's the case, I mean, I guess it depends which of the Amarayim you paskin like, but he says Chozer B'Chofen, but he paskins that Chafen Umeis is a suffix. So how do those two go together? Chozer B'Chofen, you should either be Machriya Vadai, like Rav Papa, that Chozer B'Chofen and Chafen Umeis is okay, or you should be machriya like Rav Huna Bar Yehoshua that Chozer V'Chofen is vadei not okay. Where does the Rambam come from saying that it's a suffix? So Lech HaMishnah has a suggestion. Says that the Rambam was passing like Rav Huna Bar Yehoshua, but Rav Huna Bar Yehoshua is dechia of Rav Papa, saying that no, if Chozer V'Chofen ain chaver nechas, then ain chaver nechas v'chafi naso, that was not a dechia, that was b'toros vadei. The Huna Bar Yehoshua was just saying, not so fast, it's not so pashut, Rav Papa, that just because Chozer V'Chofen, that you're going to be able to be, that Chafen Umeis will be okay. So that's how the Lech HaMishnah explains that. There's a little shverker in that, he points out himself, is that Rav Papa versus Rav Huna Bar Yehoshua, the Rambam on Nunches, I think Paskins like Rav Papa over Rav Huna Bar Yehoshua. So going based on Kolim, why would the Rambam deviate from that here and Paskins like Rav Huna Bar Yehoshua? So the Nativ in Merome Sada has a suggestion. The Nativ says that Rav Papa, why does he say that if you hold Chozer V'Chofen, that then it's Pasha that Chafen Umeis is okay? Because Rav Papa thinks that, as we've been speaking about, the whole Chabura, the Pshuto Shomikra says, V'lakach v'mlo chafnav v'evi. Right, there's the din of lekicha b'mlo chafnav, and then hava b'mlo chafnav, and haktara. So the question is, how much do I need to be mekayim all of those different dinim? So the Tziv says that yes, l'chachila, you should have one person being mekayim. There should be a kiyum of a maisa chafina, and a hava and a haktara. But b'makom b'diavin, b'makom d'la esher, maybe we can compromise on that. So it says in the Tziv that Rav Papa holds that yes, l'chachilo, you should try to be mekayim all of that. But in the case of chafen umeis, where the kohen gadol, rishon died, so the kohen gadol sheni, at least he can be mekayim alo chafna vehevi. At least he'll do the chafina shnia, and through that be mekayim alo chafna vehevi, and then he'll be makdir. But the Rambam, he says, doesn't pass him like Rav Papa. He passes like the rishonim. He said the rishonim were mesupik about this question. Rav Papa and Rav Huna Bar Yehoshua tried to say, oh, it's not going to be a shaila if you hold like this, if you hold like that. The Rishonim are Mesupuk, even if you hold Chozer V'Chofen. And that is how he explains the Nunches. Rambam only passes like Rav Papa and Rav Huna Bar Yehoshua, there's no Rishonim, but if the Rishonim are in the mix, they take the cake. So what do the Rishonim hold? So it says in the Nitziv that the Rishonim hold that you need to have a kiyum of V'lakach, a Maisa Chafina, of V'Hedi, of V'Hava, and of a haktara, all of those dinim need to be mekuyim. That's the Rishonim hold. So the Rishonim suffik, which remains a suffik, so even if they hold Chozer V'Chofen, their suffik remains whether it's okay to have that process be mekuyim adi two kohanim gedolim, or whether it's necessary to have one kohen gadol be mekuyim the entire process. So that's how the Nitziv is masbir, how the Rambam could paskin Chozer V'Chofen, yet still paskin that that Chafin Ames is a Suffolk, it's because he thinks that that it's one that because he passes like the Rishonim who are specific about this process. So I think we've proven, or we've tried to provide evidence, that there's definitely, the Rishonim are grappling with how much the process of Haktaras HaKtoras must be one integrated process, and that's done by one person, by one Kohen Gadol. Right? First, we have the Shaila by Chafin Chavero. There's a suffix about whether maybe you could split it up even among a non-Kohen, or whether the Kohen Gadol had to do everything. And more poignantly, in the case of Chafin Umeis, that whether you can have whether you could disperse it among two Kohanim Gedolim, or whether one Kohen Gadol needs to do all of Oda. So why would it be? Why would there be a Kepeda to have one Kohen Gadol doing the entire Oda Mitchil of Ad Sof? So one idea would be, and I think Rusalvechik mentions this in the Kuntres, that as we've been pointing to, these are not three distinct steps. There's one process of lakach, mehevi, menasa. And in order to be mitzarif, the distinct points of this process, it needs to go through one Kohen Gadol. One Kohen Gadol needs to be the mitzarif of these distinct points of the process in order to have the full kiyum of lakach, mehevi, menasa. That's one idea. But maybe you could say more than that. There's something based on something Rav Rosenzweig spoke about at the very beginning of the year and mentioned more recently in the Chaburos, the Shir Melo Chafnav is something that's very personal to the Kohen Gadol. And as such, it's a weird thing that generally we deal with objective Shirim. Why is the Melo Chafnav so personal to the specific Kohen Gadol? So the reason is because the Avodas HaKetaris HaKetoris may be something that's specific, it's for the sake of the Kohen Gadol. Whether because, as maybe from the we quoted earlier, from the Masas HaMelech, that was the name? Masas HaMelech? We'll say that was the name. I think Masas HaMelech. So whether because it's, what?
The
yeah, exactly. That it's his matter for Knesset Lefnai V'Lefnim. And because it's his matter, he's the one who needs every to undergo every part of this process, this connected process. That could be one point. Or, as Rosenzweig developed at the beginning of the year, because it's the Torah is a Navoda, it's a unique Avoda of Yom Kippurim. And as we said, Avoda of Yom Kippurim is the Avoda that's unique to the Kohen Gadol, the day of the Kohen Gadol. And as such, it's essential that all the steps of this process be mitzurif to him, and therefore that he participated in all these processes.
Go ahead. What's the story of next week? What's the Tuesday, Thursday?
Okay. Where's it on?